Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
And AM760.net.
Economic stimulus up for debate in the Senate.
The important thing is getting the thing passed.
A super Super Bowl. A last second win for the Steelers. Still in the dark after last week's winter storm.
Just roughed it out like the pioneers.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and with the CBS World News Roundup. It's bigger, but will it be better? The Senate begins work today on an $880 billion stimulus package that will likely look much different than the version that passed the House last week. CBS's Peter Mayer joins us live with more from the White House.
And Steve, look for stepped-up searches for common ground on the plan this week. President Obama meets with congressional leaders later today. He told NBC News the GOP has a role in the process.
I've done extraordinary outreach, I think, to Republicans because they have some good ideas, and I want to make sure that those ideas are incorporated.
Senator John McCain told the CBS News Early Show the presidential outreach is nice, but Republicans are ready to negotiate.
Now's the time to sit down and take into consideration the ideas that we have, particularly on things like tax cuts.
Senate Democrats say they are open to changes in the rescue package. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Is your state doing enough to lure new jobs in this economic tailspin? Job cuts and plant closings have governors scrambling to change the business climate. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
New Jersey Governor John Corzine has promised small businesses a $3,000 check for every new hire. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, wants tax-free zones for companies with eco-friendly policies. From sea to shining sea, the states are trying to woo businesses, fearing the federal stimulus package won't be enough. But the Wall Street Journal notes those tax rates are being promised, as many of those same states have had to cut vital social programs for lack of funds. Steve?
The bad economy doesn't look so bad today in Pittsburgh. Make it a record 6 Super Bowl wins for the Pittsburgh Steelers after a thrilling win in Tampa over the Arizona Cardinals, scoring with 35 seconds left to win 27-23. CBS's Peter King.
The fireworks go off here at Raymond James Stadium. Confetti shooting out of cannons into the air. And thousands upon thousands of people waving their gold and black terrible towels, the symbol of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is Steve Futterman in Tampa. It was one of the most memorable Super Bowls ever, and a remarkable final few minutes which saw each team score what seemed to be the game-winning touchdown. First, it was the Cardinals. With 2.5 minutes left, the Cardinals took the lead for the first time in the game, 23-20. But the Steelers never gave up. Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger.
I told the guys, I said, you know what, it's now or never, guys.
The Steelers then took the ensuing kickoff, marched down the field, and with just 35 seconds left, it was Pittsburgh's turn to score.
Pass for Holmes is caught.
That was the game winner for the Steelers' elation, for the Arizona Cardinals and their coach Kim Wisenhunt, despair.
You fight so hard, and then you take the lead, and then they go down the field and score a touchdown. It's just very difficult.
There was a big celebration in the Steel City last night. Here's reporter Matt Del Signor.
The reaction on Pittsburgh's south side was electric.
I'm feeling awesome!
As Steeler Nation celebrated the black and gold's historic Super Bowl win.
Go to 0-6, baby! 6, count them!
And though it came down to the wire,
unbelievable, last quarter, best quarter of football ever,
thousands of Steeler fans filled the streets to wave their terrible towels in triumph.
I'm feeling so good because the Steelers just won the Super Bowl! Come on, love Pittsburgh!
Matt Del Signor for CBS News, Pittsburgh.
Bruce Springsteen got high marks for a high-energy halftime show. What about the commercials?
Three Doritos at the office today? I think that's a yes!
The Doritos Crystal Ball ad tops a USA Today survey, followed by two Budweiser spots. Marketing professor Tim Calkins at Northwestern University says this year's ads will be remembered for their sharp elbows.
What's different this year is that you really saw some very hard-hitting advertising that
had one company really going at another company competitively.
And the Doritos ad that won the survey could shake the corridors of Madison Avenue. It was dreamed up by two unemployed brothers in Indiana. It's 5 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Police have arrested an attempted murder suspect in Evans. They had to deploy tear gas to the home where 26-year-old Nick LaBelle was hiding. He'd crashed his car in a police pursuit earlier. It happened last night. A woman accused of stealing powerful painkillers and a pump device from a Marine and Iraq vet in the hospital is a former police officer. 59-year-old Linda Coolamore is out of jail on bond. The Denver Post reporting family members of the 59-year-old say she's a former Longmont police officer and has a long history of injuries requiring pain medicine. Larimer County officials, hamstrung by budget cuts, are waiting for a judge to approve their plan to jail only suspects who have committed the most serious crimes. That plan was formulated as the sheriff's office budget was slashed by nearly $2 million and 18 employees were let go. A send-off on wheels for the man known as Bicycle John.
I thought there was a major accident going on. Well, it turned out it was the memorial aspect of it, and a lot of the Lafayette public had turned out.
Ed Smith was driving along Highway 287 when he came upon the memorial bike ride for John Bro, a local icon who was hit by a car and killed last week in Lafayette. And in sports, the Avs host Calgary tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is building in a couple spots, but no significant slow stretches yet. We are seeing some windy conditions on I-70 west of Idaho Springs. There may be some slick spots at those higher elevations once you do get past Loveland Ski Area, making your way towards Vail, that also along I-70. There's going to be some delays at Colfax and York, pretty small ones, but the traffic lights are flashing reds in all directions at that intersection. Treat it as a four-way stop. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Count, now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug store throughout this area, which means saving money on gas just got a whole lot easier. King Soopers and Loaf and Jug, working together to save you money. Get details at King Soopers. Right store, right price.
The Republicans are not happy. The House Majority, Minority, oh God help me, the House Minority Leader, John Boehner. Yes, I know it's Boehner, but he's always drunk. That man is always crying. He's crying.
The GOP will oppose Obama's stimulus plan unless there's major changes, I tell you. Major changes are going to be made around here.
I'm like, take a look at the changes. Your party lost the presidency in over 20 House seats in the 2008 election.
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 1 to 4.
That's some change, buddy.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What are the rules?
There's only one rule. Are you ready?
There are no rules. Go!
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Something we ought to call it the Jay Marvin Rude Awakening Show. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6, and nice to be here. To quote that old vaudeville line, nice to be here, nice to be anywhere. Anyway, good morning. A mostly sunny day, high of 48. There is no snow in the forecast for this entire week. So I don't know if I'm going to look at that as being a break or not a break. Because people who say that we need the water, it's not a break. For people like myself, who detest the cold and snow, it's a huge break. We've got Kathy Hazzuri back from the ACLU this morning to talk about surveillance. Kathy is the executive director of the Colorado chapter of the ACLU. Where are we headed with such things as red light cameras, license plate cameras, and proposed GPS tracking in new cars? Now, have you read this story? Have you seen this on the wire? It hasn't been on there for a couple of days, but I think it was like last week or maybe the week before last. There was an article about GPS tracking in automobiles. Okay, you want some higher power knowing where you're going. Well, that kind of rhymes, doesn't it? Some higher power knowing where you're going. I certainly don't. There's no way. Also, the Rocky Mountain News. On Thursday, supporters gathered to march downtown in a celebration of the 150th year of the newspaper. And our very special guest is Rocky Mountain News columnist and one of my favorite writers, Mike Litwin. And we'll talk to him about that. You know, I'll talk to him, too, about his own job security. Because a lot of us are facing this problem. We're being technologically overwhelmed. And economy overwhelmed. And we're losing our jobs. Or we're walking around in eggshells. Feeling like we could be next. Now, you heard me talk about this on the air a million times. So if you're going into this whole shtick about, oh, there he goes again, he's harping on it. Well, yeah. I am harping on it, I guess. But if you're going to work this morning, there for the grace of God go you. Because you could be not going. Now, there's some startling news today in the New York Times. Startling in the fact that I can't figure out where people are going with this. Welfare aid not growing as economy drops off. Despite soaring unemployment and the worst economic crisis in decades, 18 states cut their welfare rolls last year, and nationally the numbers of people receiving cash assistance remained at or near the lowest in more than 40 years. Now, the trends are based on an analysis of new state data collected by the New York Times, and it raises questions about how well a revamped welfare system with great state discretion is responding to growing hardships. Michigan cut its welfare rolls 13%, though it was one of the two states whose October unemployment rate topped 9%. Rhode Island, the other, had the nation's largest welfare decline, 17%. Now, here's the thing. Are these statistics, are these from like last year? Well, sure they are. But you got to figure out how far they run back. You know the old story about welfare. Well, these people who get welfare, they're just sitting around watching television, drinking beer in their wife beater t-shirts while the greasy old lady wobbles around the living room, and they don't do a damn thing, and they got a pit bull on a chain and all this kind of stuff. Or they're black. Or they're illegal immigrants. They're Hispanics. My God, my money's going to keep these people in this country. Now, I think they ought to just go home. I was having a discussion with somebody last week, actually over the weekend, that do you realize if every illegal immigrant went home? Now, I don't care what the hyperbole is on this. Okay? I mean, I really don't. You can say what you want to about this, but it's an economic fact. If every illegal immigrant went home, the economy of the United States of America would collapse totally. Because there are jobs out there that Americans will not do. And I know I've argued this point until I'm blue in the face. But you get anybody on here who owns a business, and they'll tell you that. Particularly in the construction business. Usually what they end up getting in the construction business, in parts of it, are drunks, bums, layoff experts, scammers. But Latinos show up early to the job, and they work late, and they'll do any extra work that is asked of them. But that's the stereotype of welfare. So welfare aid not growing as economy drops off. What are folks doing out there to get by? Now, I did notice something over the weekend. Flatirons Mall didn't have a lot of people there. Also, we went to a couple of restaurants, and we were able to get seats pretty quick. So people are cutting down on the amount they're eating out. Well, we certainly are. I mean, we went over the weekend, but that's unusual for us. We usually don't. And we're trying to be careful with everything. And Denver is a really, the Front Range is a really appealing place when the weather's good. I ran into a woman in Barnes & Noble on Colorado Boulevard yesterday. She's from Canada and has lived overseas. She's lived in England. She's lived in Quebec. She's lived in, I believe, France. And Mary and I were poking around looking for French lessons because we want to learn French terribly. I want to learn it so I can read it. And we were sitting there talking to her, and we asked her, well, how do you like Denver? Oh, it's marvelous. The Front Range is a great place. Even as much as I make comments about Colorado Springs, the drive down there is relatively nice. The Springs is a nice place. And there's nowhere that's really not nice. I mean, I even like Fort Collins and Greeley, which when I say that, I'm saying there's a lot of people who say, oh, what's up there? What's the point? Blah, blah, blah. But I like going up there. I like Weld County even though Weld County has this kind of weird reactionary politics to it, I still like it. I like Douglas County. I mean, there's not a part of this area that I don't care for. I like Commerce City. And Commerce City gets a bad rap. Most people say, oh, Commerce City, I wouldn't live there. But I like it. So there's nowhere better to live in the United States of America than here. And our unemployment rate is not as bad as the rest of the country, although it's expected to get up to 9% by the time we're done here. But Colorado, aren't you propelled to get outside when the weather's nice? And what I mean by that is sunshine. You want to ride your bike, you want to walk, you want to get out, you want to go places. But the malls don't seem to be that crowded. Now, I was shocked yesterday that Costco was crowded and so was the Cherry Creek Mall. But if welfare aid is dropping, how are people getting by? And I guess maybe unemployment covers it. I don't know. I've been out of a job a ton of times. I have never filed for unemployment. I have never collected anything off the government. There's just something about going and standing in the unemployment line that is just, I don't know, the worst. And maybe you can correct me on this at 303-713-7600. Maybe either you've done it recently or you're getting ready to do it. I can't do it. What about you, John? If you're out of a job, would you stand in the welfare line? Not welfare, I'm sorry, the unemployment line? Would you file for unemployment?
If I had to, if I couldn't find a job, yeah, I would.
I mean, people say to me, oh, well, listen, they blew you out. You got fired. Go file unemployment. Make them pay. But I can't do it.
Well, I figure, Jay, I've been in the workforce for, you know, probably 20 years, close to 20 years. And I paid my taxes. If I need some assistance, I'm due. You know?
Yeah.
Because I paid for the taxes for people, you know, to use it. So if it comes a time that I need it, yeah, most definitely I'd go. I'd sign up for it.
Yeah, well, I've been in the workplace 35 years, and I just don't think I would do it. Also, there's something else here I want to ask before you do the traffic. I wonder what people's confidence level is out there that when they get blown out, that they're going to find another job. Even in this climate. Do you think if you got fired from your church, you'd find another gig?
Don't know if I'd find another gig in radio. We've talked about this. I don't want to move out of the Denver area. I got all my family here. I love it here. And we work in an industry where it's like, you know, you kind of move around. I've been fortunate to stay in Denver for, you know, 10 years. But, yeah, no, I'd probably move on to something else. I mean, I think I might be able to get another job somewhere. But we all know the state of radio.
Yeah, the state of radio sucks. But I'll tell you something. I always feel like somebody will hire me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I could do any job. I mean, if you wanted me to run, if you wanted me to be the president of Clear Channel, I could learn that job in 2 weeks and take over. I'm a fast learner.
Well, maybe that's what we need. Somebody to take over. Oops.
Well, that's not what I'm suggesting.
No, I understand.
I'm just saying what I'm trying to say is, you know, I'm pretty adaptable. I can learn pretty much whatever.
I can't do anything but this. And so I always have a feeling that somebody would give me a job doing this. But then the other side of it is I also fantasize about doing a job like working in Borders or Barnes and Noble, right. Just working around books. And how high pressure can that job be? Not very high pressure, is it? I don't know. I've never done it, so I don't know.
I want to be a band manager.
Oh, a road manager.
Yeah.
So you can go on the road all the time?
No.
There's well, if you're a road manager, you got to go on the road.
Not a road manager.
Oh, you want to manage a band?
Yeah, sure.
Well, go out there and find you one.
Let's do it.
Maybe the Propane Daisies need a manager. That's what I say. All right, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Let's get a look at traffic now with soon-to-be band manager John Turk.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic's looking pretty good for us so far this Monday morning. Maybe a lot of folks got that Super Bowl hangover, but the freeways are pretty light right now. Just the usual jams coming in from North Glen. Speeds dipping down to the 40s there from 104th to 84th. A couple things to look out for. Hit-and-run accident investigation at 8th and Spear. Also got some traffic light malfunctions in all directions at Colfax and York. That'll be a pretty busy intersection for you while they get that one fixed. Your forecast, clouds and sun mixed. Highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared in time for Valentine's Day. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000. This weekend, only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
TurboTax presents a message from Andrew Jackson.
Well, hello. This is your $20 bill speaking, and I want to give you a little tax advice. It'll only take a minute because I can sum it up in two words. Use TurboTax. See, with TurboTax, you get expert advice and online help to get you the maximum refund you're entitled to. In other words, you'll see a whole lot of me and a bunch of Benjamins. I mean, come on, the guy wasn't even president.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com.
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. And an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Menard or Johnny Mays or any of the folks working out at Rockies have been around since 1982, and their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4255.
1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Now, when you're 18, what does the unemployment matter mean? You don't care. You just flip the bird and go to Mexico. Right? Drink tequila. Drink mezcal. Chase the brown skin beauties. That's what it was
way
about.
Down here, you need a reason to feel a fool. Running your stateside.
Twenty-five minutes after six. Mostly sunny. High today, 48. Yeah, Mexico. Which now the border towns are getting to be a real hassle. And when I worked there on the border towns, it was pretty cool. A lot of people are scared to go to Mexico because of the narco traffickers and all the crime. But I'll always love Mexico. 625, 25 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Biggest thing on the border used to be that people would go to Mexico to get dental work done because it was cheaper. But I never could force myself to go that route. I never could. All right, we're talking about jobs here, and I guess I should ask a specific question at 303-713-7600 for those of you sipping on your coffee or headed down the road. And you're kind of like, oh, Jay, it's Monday, and the Super Bowl was yesterday, and I don't like the outcome, and you know, I'm just kind of in a gripey mood. But let me ask you this. How many of you out there have changed professions within the last 365 days? How many of you changed professions in the last year? How many of you can't find a job? No matter how hard you've looked, you can't find anything. And how many of you have been forced by the economy, or maybe you just, you know what, here's, let me, and this is death in talk radio, throwing out like two or three questions at the same time. How many of you just got up one morning and said, I can't do this anymore? I just cannot do this anymore. Come hell or high water, whatever my future holds, I can't do it anymore. Because now there's this feeling that thank God I have a job. But maybe a year ago you didn't feel that way. And you thought, I just can't stand this. I mean, I've been in that situation before where I just couldn't go to work. I just could not drag myself out of bed to get a job. I mean, to go to work. I just couldn't do it. And I can think of two times in radio that's happened to me. And I always dreamed of just, excuse me, still fighting that cold. I've always dreamed of just getting up and saying, I've had enough, I'm going to change my life. And people who do that, I really admire them for being able to pull it off, to have the guts to say, okay, I'm going to do this. Like being in your 40s, and you say, I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to become a teacher. I'm going to become something else than what I am. I want to be an architect. You ever had thoughts like that, John? About just changing jobs? About just doing something different? Getting up one morning and going, look, I'm not doing this anymore?
Yeah, but I would never, man, I'd find it difficult to quit a job, especially after being there for 9 years like I've been here, you know?
Well, it isn't about it. Yeah, but it wouldn't be about quitting the job. What it'd be about would be
just like I just need a career change.
Yeah, you're not excited anymore.
I've never had that happen in a job before, no.
Never?
No. I enjoyed delivering pizzas when I did that in college. Just getting in my car, listening to music, driving around, smoking cigarettes, and delivering pizza. It was great. Made decent money. I was by myself most of the time. No, I mean, I've only had, Jay, honestly, since I started working, I got my first job when I was 13, but I probably only had about five jobs.
Boy, you've only had five jobs?
Yeah.
Man, let me see. I can't even count the amount of jobs I've had. Watch this. You want me to reel off all the radio stations? Here we go. Does this count the ones when you're in high school? Or should I count the ones after I got out of high school?
Where you got paid. If you got paid, count it.
Oh, okay. KTBT in Garden Grove. KWMC, Del Rio, Texas. WWOD, Lynchburg, Virginia. K102, El Paso, Texas. KIXZ, Amarillo, Texas. WWAME, Charlotte, North Carolina. Some station in Rock Hill, I can't remember the call letters. WMPS, Memphis. WJJD and WJEZ in Chicago. I left out KKAT in Salt Lake City. WTKN in St. Petersburg, Florida. WFLA, Tampa. WTMJ, Milwaukee. How about if you worked at one radio station twice? Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you count WLS twice and KHW once.
Yeah, WLS twice. did I say TMJ in Milwaukee? Uh-huh. Yeah. WLS twice, KHOW once.
And here.
And here.
So that's about 20 stations.
Do you think that's 20? Does it add up to 20?
It was over 10. I'd say somewhere in the teens.
Okay. Two jobs that I've walked out on. WTMJ in Milwaukee. The whole town hated me. The newspapers just hated me. And the people I worked with hated me. They resented me. Including the radio voice of the Packers. I can't remember his name. He just hated me. And this is a true story. I got up one morning. I was doing 10 to 2 in the afternoon. And I got up one morning. I was on my way to work. And I remember this. And TMJ had been around forever in Milwaukee. If there's anybody out there from Milwaukee, you know what I'm talking about. It's like the KOA of you know, Milwaukee. And I'm on my way. I'm going down the freeway. I don't want to go to work. I remember this like yesterday. And I got Lou Reed on with Sweet Jane. And I burst into tears. I couldn't do it. So I got on the air. And then after I got off the air, I went in to see the program director. And I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm not coming back. Well, from there, you know, you go into the general manager's office. And I had a contract with him, too. And I said, no, I'm not coming back. If you don't let me out, then I'm not coming back. You'll have to sue me. So they agreed that things weren't going right, so they cut me a large severance check and let me go.
They cut you a severance check after you forced your way out of the contract?
Yeah. They nice cut me work, a large, man. Large severance. I mean, it was large. Mary and I screwed around the majority of the summer.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. And, well, you know, because they were the kind of people who didn't want it out in the press and they didn't want to be embarrassed, so I had to sign a confidentiality statement.
Wow. That's
how I got away with it. So we're living in this townhouse in Milwaukee, and I get this call. From this guy by the name of Drew Hayes in Chicago. and he says, why don't you come fill in for a couple of days? And I said, no, I'm getting out of radio. There you go. See, I'm going to quit. I've had enough.
Right.
He says, oh, look, it won't hurt you. It's a legendary radio station. What, you know, you just drive down from Milwaukee and do your thing. And what the hell? So finally, after talking to me for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I said, okay, I'll do it if I can have my paycheck for my part-time work. If I can have two copies of it, one to frame and one to cash, just to prove that I worked here, that my voice was on the signal. Okay, says, fine, we'll do that. So I went down there and filled in, and lo and behold, man, they offered me a job. And it's like, did you ever have something really bad happen to you? And then all of a sudden it's like reverse, bang. You're on the, you know, you're on one of the world's biggest radio stations.
That's pretty sweet.
And I used to sit there and lob all kinds of bombs at TMJ.
Well, yeah, they're in within your signal, you know.
Yeah, within your signal, right. They're loud and clear. And I do that. But the other time I walked out was I was working at WLS and Citadel, which owns WLS. Well, no, it wasn't Citadel at the time. It was Walt Disney.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the whole radio station had to shift to the right. So if you wanted to keep your job, you had to get on and be right wing. So I did the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my lifetime. I sat there and sold the war in Iraq. And I compromised my values and my beliefs in order to keep getting like a $350,000 paycheck. Might have been more than that. Same thing. Got up one morning, just said, I can't do this. Went in the program director's office and said, I can't do this anymore.
And that's how you landed here.
Well, then he says to me, okay, well, if you just go do the DNC in Boston, we'll let you out. Because we've already got the plans made. So I go do the DNC, I come back, and nothing. I'm still on the air. I don't hear anything from management. So finally, it's the same thing with TMJ. I walk in there and I say, look, either you let me out, or I'm just not coming back. And so the next day, they fired me and gave me a separate, they paid my contract off. And you're right, I ended up here. Okay, anyway. I'm telling radio stories.
I don't like the stress. You know me, I've talked about this. I'm not a big advocate for change in my life. I like things, you know, on a schedule. I like uniformity. But so I've never really been in that situation. I basically was in college, and I, you know, did the college jobs, worked at a few pizza joints at some restaurants. And then I got out of school, and I worked in construction for a couple years. And I knew that wasn't my thing. I just knew it wasn't my thing. And so finally, I was like, you know, I'm going to send as many resumes out. I want to get in at Clear Channel. I want to work, you know, Clear Channel just bought J-Corp.
Yeah, you came shortly after I left.
And I wanted a job here. And back then, the guy who, you know, basically got my foot in the door was like, are you sure you want to work in radio? I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is my passion. So I've been here ever since. And I don't, you know, I hate being in limbo and not having a job or, you know, being in a state of flux, or like, you know, I don't like this.
Oh, I don't
know what. And you said you wanted to get out of radio, but did you know right then what you wanted to do next?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I just didn't want to come back to work, but I don't like change either. But what would happen to me is, if anybody remembers me from KHOW 12 years ago.
I've heard stories.
Oh, God, I was combative on the air. I was
mean. Yeah, some of those folks still work here.
Yeah. Angry. So what would happen to me is my emotions would get in the way of my job. I'd blow up at management. Now, through therapy, I've worked all that out. So I'm not as angry. But also, there's not as many places to go. As a matter of fact, there's nowhere to go.
We got an instant message. I think it was like over last night, just saying, I haven't heard you in about 6, 7, 8 years. Gosh, you sound different.
Yeah, well, most of my people that are on my Facebook are from out of town.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody's bored with this. Anyway, I, you know, the original thing I started to ask was, have you ever just changed a job? Have you ever just woken up one morning and said you can't do this? And how many of you are out there looking for work and just can't find anything? And never thought in a million years that you'd end up in the situation you're in? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And I know it's Monday. I know your feelings are, Jay, I just don't want to call in. But listen, here you get to hear the news and you also get to discuss it. So if this fits you, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your experiences are like. Share them with the rest of us. Share those experiences at 303-713-7600. John Turk shares traffic with us. John.
JR, first highway crash of the morning in the metro. Westbound I-70 near Colorado Boulevard. So that one is going to be in your way. Checking speeds. Dipping down around Quebec. Going to break loose there after the site. The rest of the elevated deck there on 70 looking pretty good. 225 also in decent shape for you this morning. Most of our problems are on the surface streets right now. Got hit and run accident investigation at 8th and Spear. Traffic light malfunctions at Colfax and York, as well as Broadway right there at I-25. Also working a crash. Two vehicles involved at 9th and Federal. One of those cars hit a power pole and knocked it down. So expect some delays there at that little intersection. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, a high of 52 degrees. Your current downtown temperature, 32. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
CY Entertainment Weekly calls Nip Tuck a must-watch. Catch an all-new episode of Nip Tuck tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific, only on FX. Available in HD on DirecTV. To get DirecTV, call 1-800-DIRECTV. Packages start as low as $29.99 a month.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office. A prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day. For maybe a buck and a half an hour? It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. High today is going to be 48 degrees, so it's going to be It's going to be a pretty pretty nice day today. Really is. And no snow in the forecast for the entire week. Okay, I asked this question. How many of you have changed careers simply because you just got sick of what you were doing? And also, how many of you are out there looking for a job, beating the streets, and can't find anything? 303-713-7600. Here's Katie in Lakewood. Katie, you're on AM 760. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I quit a job because I couldn't stand it anymore. I was a bank officer for 14 years, worked in the bank 19 years, and I loved the people, and I loved, you know, talking to people and stuff like that, but I just couldn't get into all the regulations and the numbers and the, you know, the responsibility. It was unbelievable responsibility with very little power. And so I quit, started my own business as an artist, and right now, as you know, the arts are not exactly...
Yeah, the art market is not really what it should be.
Right. And right now, and actually I took a job, a part-time job last summer, you know, from March until September, and in September I got a fantastic job, and I'm not going to go into that, but it was a really good job. It lasted a week, and it was the first and only time in my life I've been fired. And basically I was hired for data entry. They changed the job to systems analyst.
Well, you weren't fired. You were laid off.
Well, you know, after a week, what do you call it? I mean,
laid off.
Okay.
Fired is when they call you into the office and they say, you know something, you're just not working out. And this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. But here's your final paycheck.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was. I don't know. I was let go is what I was told.
So what are you doing for a job now?
I'm looking for one.
As what?
I want something in retail sales or customer service, and I'm really, really good at both. And all I'm getting are, like, commission-only sales. And
oh, yeah,
sales.
Right. Sure.
And, I mean, I don't need that stress in my life. Who does?
You know? Cold Call Central. What kind of art do you do?
I'm a jeweler.
Oh, it seems to me that
people are taking their jewelry into places right now and having melted down, Jay.
Yeah, I know that. Because I've done it.
Yeah, and people are also, stores are closing. Jewelry stores are closing all over the place.
Yeah, I know that too.
So, you know, I mean, I still got my hand in a little bit, but I just...
Well,
I threw so much money at it over the years that I just can't keep doing it.
Well, maybe more marketing would help you.
Well, truthfully, I kept throwing money at it. And at this point, I just want to settle down until things open up again economically.
Yeah, I understand that.
I can relate to that. You know, I can relate to a lot of what people are going through.
Katie, thanks. And I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your honesty.
Oh, and Jay, I do remember you from K-How, and I called you several times, and although you were angry, you were always nice to me.
Well, yeah, but can you tell the difference now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend I don't have turmoil in my life. I mean, I'm still under therapy. I've got tons of turmoil, but I just don't take it out on you, on people who listen.
Well, I think it's also that you're doing a job where you could express your true views, because I think they probably... stepped on you a lot in other jobs and wouldn't let you express your real views.
Well, if you're liberal now, you can't find a gig. That's the problem. But I don't know. Maybe somebody would hire me if something happens here. Katie, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you, Jake.
Sure. You got it.
Bye.
Here's Terry in Longmont. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine.
Good. Hey, so I knew you when you were on K-How, and I loved you then, and I love you now, but I think you're much better now that you have control of your anger and yourself. It's much more controlled conversations, and, a lot of it probably you did. I don't know if you couldn't help it or you just did it because, you know, it made for good ratings. Who knows?
Oh, back in those days, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I did it because I was angry.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I think you're much better now, but either way, I love you. So,
well, I love you too.
I wanted to let you know that. And then, I'm in computers and I'm a contractor, so it's usually like every 6 months to a year I'm looking for a new gig. And I've been doing this for 20 years and would love to get into something else, but you know, I just, whatever else I would probably get into, the money just wouldn't be there like it is now. So I'm stuck doing this until, you know, until I can be older and retire and have a good nest there.
Well, do you like what you're doing?
You know, sometimes I do, but I'm just sick of it because I've been doing it for so long. But it's right now for me, it's where the money is, and trying to plan for the future. You know, unfortunately, it is what it is. But
well,
yeah, looking for
if,
work.
If you weren't doing that, what else would you do?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I'm with you. I'd like to have one of those no-brainer retail jobs. I shouldn't say that because, you know, I'm sure it is more work than it seems, but
yeah, it is. And it's a lot of pressure too.
Exactly, exactly. But it's still you know, probably easier than what I'm doing. So,
well, you see, if I had the time to ask this, here's what I should have really asked. I should have really asked how many people dream of escape.
Oh, I'm sure 90% of people do. I'm sure there's a ton of people out there that are just doing whatever they're doing now. They're doing it just because they have to, because that's where they're making the money right now.
Well, because they didn't listen to anybody when they were like 18 or 17, and now they wake up 35, 40 years later, and they say to themselves, what have I done? Because all of your aspirations die, see, when you get older.
Yep.
And then you become a wage slave, so you're incapable of getting anything done. Terry, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Dave. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic slave, John Turk.
That's me, Jay. Got a crash westbound I-70 near Colorado, causing some really heavy jams back to past Quebec, so it will be difficult getting out of Aurora and heading into downtown on 70 this morning. Seeing also some heavy jams on northbound 225 from Iliff up to Mississippi. Southbound side looking pretty decent, except once you get down to around Yosemite on the approach to the tech center. Also working this crash, two vehicles involved, 9th and Federal. One of them hit a power pole, knocked it down. Also working a hit-and-run accident investigation at 8th and Spear. Your forecast, clouds and sun mixed. Going to be really windy today, especially up along the foothills. Look for a high around 52. Right now, 32. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, take advantage of the great service specials with your local Toyota dealer. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for coupons and save. Get the right service at the right price by the right people. And now set up your appointment online.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
No income, medical, or credit requirements, retaining ownership of your home for life, and choosing a cash flow plan tailored to your needs. Now, reverse mortgages are available, can be available, on lump sum basis, monthly basis, or as a line of credit. And American Guarantee Mortgage works with you on a one-to-one basis. So they sit down and they look at your needs. Now, once again, you don't have to commit into anything. Just sit down with them, and they'll explain all of this to you, what the benefits are for a reverse mortgage. And if you've got aging parents, this is absolutely perfect because mom and dad just don't want to leave the house. And I don't blame them. I mean, I don't even want to leave the house on the weekends. So what the hell? Can you imagine what I'm going to be like when I'm 65 or 70 if I live that long? So call this number and find out more information. And you got to make an appointment for this, too, by the way. And just, you know, I mean, because that's the way they operate things. Call today, 303-857-5698. That's 303-857-5698. 303-857-5698. American Guarantee Reverse Mortgage. Reverse mortgages. It's not for everybody, but it may be the way for you.
Landstar Logistics reminds everyone that youth activities can have a positive influence in a young person's life. Be it sports, music, or the arts, sign-ups are going on right now in the community. These programs can build your child's confidence, teach teamwork, and provide first-hand experiences they'll never forget. Enroll your youngster today in a positive youth activity. The benefits will last a lifetime. This is from Landstar Logistics in Littleton. That's Landstar Logistics. Concerned about the development and future for all our children.
Thinking about refinancing? With up to 4 competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado. Aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Frozen, and it will not play a song, but after all, remember our mantra. It's Monday morning, and anything can go wrong. All right, we're talking about unemployment. We're talking about looking for jobs. And let's go to Maya in Superior. Maya, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, it's going good.
Your topic got me this morning. I finally had time to call in.
Oh, good.
Because I got laid off.
Oh, Lord. What did you do?
I worked for the state for 6 years.
And you got laid off from a state job?
No. I actually finally got an opportunity this past summer, this last June, to get back into broadcast, working on the consulting side.
Wrong business. Wrong business.
It was going well until economy kind of hit and everybody, budgets tightened up and folks cut their first and second quarter projects.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the sword of Damocles to drop on my head. What kind of consulting did you do?
Media, broadcast, largely.
Well, I mean, what in that area?
We worked with some stations. Nobody around this area, but some bigger stations that working with formats, music consulting.
Oh, I see.
Things changed. One client, doing projects, you know, and that changes where you don't have enough work. And it was one of those, it's like what you were saying to a couple of calls back was like, somebody calls you into the office and says, I hate to do this. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. We never would have asked you to come on board if we thought it was going to go.
Yeah, I actually had a general manager do that to me. But, now it's too bad you're out of your gig because I got to hit you up for one. For one, which is what notoriously goes out of this business. Hey, Maya, send me an email.
No problem.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Yeah, people are always looking for jobs in this business. Now there's no jobs to be had. Are we living in a police state? Are we headed towards a police state? Kathy Hazuri from the ACLU. You may be being observed, and you may not know it.
Don't be fooled. There's a lot of companies talking about loan modification and how they're going to help you save your home. The reality is that most of these companies are unqualified to help you with the modification process. Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group, and we've been helping homeowners with the loan modification process since its inception. We know what the lenders want, and we can help you get your loan modified.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% 30-year fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
Call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-JBA1. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, call 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-5221.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. John McCain says, let's get stimulated.
We need the package. America needs the package. We're not there yet.
Today is when the Senate starts its work on the economic stimulus plan. McCain, on the early show, says there needs to be more tax cuts and less spending. The president's pushing for this package, which passed the House last week without a single vote from Republicans. Correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live with more.
Well, the president insists some Republican ideas will be part of the final rescue plan. Ahead of a meeting with congressional leaders later today, he told NBC News that quick action is needed.
The thing I'm thinking about every single day is the thousands of people who are being laid off of their jobs right now. They can't afford politics as usual, and old habits are hard to break, but now's the time to break them because we've got an urgent situation.
But Republicans pushing for reduced spending could slow the debate on the stimulus plan. Their leaders are demanding more tax cuts, less spending. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Consumer spending for December down 1%, down for a sixth straight month. Economic concerns may mean people are socking a little more away in savings. You spend good money on food, and you want that food to be safe. Technology has a role to play, and CBS's Vicki Barker is with us now to explain.
You've probably seen a country of origin stamp on the fruit you buy. Well, you could soon find out if those strawberries on your table came from another state or around the corner. California berry giant Driscoll's is adopting a labeling system which will allow consumers to download information on the farm, farmer, and growing region which produced the fruit. USA Today says government regulators have had access to tracing technology for a while. Now it's being made available to consumers too, Dave.
It's not clear how many they'll be hiring in Miami, but there are fire department job openings. Some people camped out. They waited in line all weekend just to say they're interested.
It's really bad, man. That's why everybody saw you try to get a job.
That man ready to come to your house if it catches fire, ready to become one of Miami's bravest. He caught the winning TD with 35 seconds to go.
Going down to history, man. That's one of the greatest games to be played in the Super Bowl. And, you know, we finished it off the way we needed to. Brought back home another championship to Pittsburgh.
Santonio Holmes got the football in the end zone when he had to. Steelers beat Arizona 27-23. So were the breaks in the action as good as the game? CBS's Jim Taylor on how Super Bowl TV ads stacked up.
Yeah, that hit home for many.
It can be hard to know when you need a new job.
From CareerBuilder.com, Monster.com hitting on a similar theme. For laughs, the pedigree ad, the woman walking her rhino.
Come on, Rusty, come on, let's go for a walk.
And USA Today's favorite, the free Doritos.
Free Doritos at the office today? I think that's a yes!
Confusing for some boomers, Bob Dylan selling Pepsi.
May you stay forever young.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Wall Street this Monday, S&P futures are down 14. This is CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from the hood of your car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip.
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts.
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that. Although, I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 3/31/09.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado lumber yards are shutting down as home builders have scaled back on construction. At least a dozen Colorado lumber yards have closed in the last 2 years as demand for materials has decreased. One supplier, 84 Lumber, had 7 locations in 2007. Now just has its store in Grand Junction. Police have arrested an attempted murder suspect in Evans. They had to deploy tear gas to the home where 26-year-old Nick LaBelle was hiding. He'd crashed his car earlier in a police pursuit. Western Colorado residents worried about noise are opposing a plan for helicopter and single-engine airplane tours of Western Colorado and Eastern Utah. The tour resort's owner plans to use a private runway for the commercial tour flights. And vandals who dumped 700 pounds of elk, deer, and cow carcasses at Canyons of the Ancients National Monument near Cortez could face up to a year in jail. Bureau of Land Management officials say several signs and trailhead facilities also were destroyed, but a BLM law enforcement officer says it's unclear whether those vandalisms are related. And in sports, the Avs host Calgary tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a crash. This is on I-70 right around Colorado. Slowdowns in those usual spots as well, like on the southbound side of I-25 downtown. RM-225 as you're cruising past Parker Road, getting to Yosemite towards DTC. There's a couple surface street wrecks that may get in your way as well. One of them, 9th and Federal. That's where somebody hit a power pole, so watch for some delays there. There's going to be a hit-and-run accident in the cleanup stages, 8th and Spear. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Love the King Super Spiel discount? Now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug store throughout this area, which means saving money on gas just got a whole lot easier. King Soopers and Loaf and Jug, working together to save you money. Get details at King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Chrysler announces Employee Pricing Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on 08 and 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, I'm in Rome.
Please go up.
Stew is as the Romans do.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Oh.
It's wonderful, though.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The talk show host that is taking more steroids and hormones than any human being on earth and now shaving in places I've never had to before. 707, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 48. The ACLU gets a bad rap. Tell you why the ACLU gets a bad rap. It gets a bad ding mostly from the right, which I don't understand, because if the right has a libertarian streak to it, then it seems to me that they would be interested in the ACLU. Now, last time we had Kathy Hazarian, we talked about these cameras at red lights. And there's these cameras with license plate cameras also. There's a proposed GPS tracking in new cars. And you may be being observed and don't have any idea what's going on. Here's Kathy Hazuri, executive director from the ACLU. Am I right about that? You could be being observed and have no idea that somebody's watching you.
Absolutely. You know, in London, they say the average person is on camera 15, 20 times a day at least. And you never know where the cameras are. But over here, it's not quite that bad, but it's getting there.
Yeah, you know, we're giving up rights in a move towards security, but and this would be something you can answer. Does the Fourth Amendment still apply if you're walking around not in the sense of like the police searching you, but in the sense that you could make a case that these observation cameras are violating your privacy? And I don't know what that would do with the Fourth Amendment. Maybe there's another amendment that would cover that, but that these cameras would be violating your privacy?
Absolutely violating your privacy. I don't think there's any question. But that's true. I think that with respect to the Fourth Amendment, which is the search and seizure amendment, this is sort of passive, and it's similar to going through the detectors when you go into an airport or you go into a courtroom or the legislature. So I think that those have certainly been okayed by the court. But these cameras are placed so that you don't know that they're there. So at least when you go to the legislature or you go to the airport, you know they're going to test you.
Well, I mean, in the private workplace, like around here, I mean, if they've got cameras, I mean, you know, that's their right to do it. I'm talking about out in public. And also, the security at the airport bothers me.
and always has bothered me because of racial profiling, which everybody denies doesn't go on, but we all know that it does.
It does go on. I mean, nobody wants to admit it. Law enforcement doesn't want to admit it, but they just say that they just don't do it, and that's just wrong. I mean, they do do it.
Well, why don't they resort to, like, what the Israelis use, which is behavior as profiling, rather than, somebody who has a turban on or is African-American or...
Well, there are some movements by the TSA to use behavioral indicators, but they're not doing that yet. I mean, it's hard to... the person who's being surveilled would have to have certain concerns and those would have to emanate in body language, but I'm not sure TSA is smart enough to do that.
Okay, and then the other thing is, I remember here a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, which is not a couple of months, that the city of Denver was talking about putting security cameras up. Do you remember that?
They did, actually.
Oh, they actually put them up? Well, has the ACLU gone after them?
Well, what we have done is we've met with them about certain standards for them. We can't prevent the cameras from going in because, you know, they use the national security argument.
Oh, wait a minute. They use the national security argument in a city the size of Denver.
Oh, they always use the national security argument.
That's weak.
And they also say, well, you know, this is the least restrictive form of surveillance, and we have an overriding need to deter crime.
So once again, this is a classic example of sacrificing freedom for security.
Absolutely, and the worst part of it, Jay, the absolute worst part of it is that there is no evidence that they do anything, that the cameras make you feel safer or be safer. And that's really the worst part of the whole thing, is that there's no evidence that they are effective in preventing crime.
So you could make the case, actually, that they're just more for grandstanding and they're more for showing off and being able to brag to the public than they are actually being effective in stopping somebody from committing a crime. And you know what I thought about this is I was just thinking about it, that how is it supposed to prevent crime if the people who are committing the crimes have no idea where the camera is? In other words, they're going to go ahead and do it because the camera is not a discouraging element. It's an element to basically catch them after they've done the crime.
Right, that's what it essentially is. Frequently, the whole idea, the camera images are generally not clear enough to be very effective in catching somebody after a crime as well. And the whole idea is that you don't know where the cameras are, so you should be careful everywhere. You know, sort of that kind of, you don't know when government is going to be spying on you, so be careful all the time, which is really a terrible way to try to deter crime in a free society.
Yeah, it is. 7:13, 13 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Executive Director Kathy Hazuri with the ACLU. Go to aclu-colorado.org. You know, we're not living in a police state, but we do have people who fundamentally do not understand the Bill of Rights and they're in positions of power.
It's absolutely true. I mean, it just amazes me when they continually think that whatever they're doing is just fine. They have no idea. They have no consideration for privacy or civil liberties.
And that's why people who sit to the right, or maybe even the extreme left, or even on the left, or, you know, I don't care what your political spectrum is, that's why people should learn more about the ACLU and understand what's going on here, because somebody's got to stand up for eroding rights, and once those rights are gone, it's very hard to get them back. And this whole, you know, the whole idea of stopping of the stoplight business, where you see the thing go off and it's caught somebody, and maybe it's caught you. to me, that just kind of violates the idea of, well, there ought to be a human being there to catch you doing something, not a machine, similar to the radar vans that they park all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what they're going to tell you is it's cheaper to have the camera. And I guess the question really is, do they stop people from running red lights?
No.
Or do they simply catch people who've run the red light? Do they reduce accidents in those intersections? If it doesn't stop you from running the red light, then it certainly doesn't stop accidents. All it does is catch someone and get a ticket for the agency that's got the stoplight.
You know what it is? It's an enhanced revenue machine. That's what it basically is. And I'll tell you, the first time I ever encountered one of those, and I'm not knocking Boulder, okay?
No.
I'm not.
It's okay. Boulder's getting more surveillance-oriented than I ever thought it would.
All right, so when you get off 36 and then it kind of turns and you get on that main street.
Yeah,
28th Street. And one of those intersections, there is one of those cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, the first time I ever ran through it, and I didn't break the law, but I saw that it was there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought to myself, man, this town is getting to be like a police state.
Well, it's amazing because Boulder also wants to deploy cameras on police cars that will be able to take pictures of driver's license of license plates, which would.
Well, now, are these people who have committed crimes, or are these license plates of anybody who's suspicious?
It's everybody's license plate. I mean, the idea is that they sweep through and they get the license plates, you know, of everybody who's on that particular street at that particular time.
Oh, see, that's not. I mean, that's. How do they justify doing that?
Well, they either justify it by saying that they are looking for stolen cars, or looking for expired license plates. And things of that nature.
Okay, so what would be the difference between sweeping the area and taking pictures of people's license plates and going to everybody on the block's door and knocking it down and looking for marijuana?
Well, I mean, I think clearly the difference is that one is far more invasive, personally invasive, than sweeping the license plates. And you would have certainly a better chance of breaking into of suing and winning if they broke into your house. It's one of these things, quite frankly, Jay, where the courts have become a little bit more desensitized as well as the individuals on what government can get away with.
Who would be that scared that they would think that this is a good idea? In other words, if I drive in Boulder.
Right.
And I haven't done anything wrong.
Right.
Then why should the Boulder Police Department have a picture of my license plate?
They shouldn't.
I mean, there's something about that that's got to be illegal.
Well, we're certainly looking into it. They do it in Boston, as I understand. And I'm trying to communicate with the Massachusetts ACLU to see what they were able to do about it. I mean, it's just amazing to me the fact that it's this whole thing again. Well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care if they get my license plate. I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care if they watch me walking down the street or down the 16th Street Mall in Denver.
All right, what would be the difference? What would be the difference between that? And let's say going to motels on Colorado Boulevard and checking the register.
Not a lot of difference, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, and that's supposed to be illegal.
Right.
So what would be the difference there?
Well, I think the whole idea, you know, is that.
Because if they're using that camera, okay, look, Kathy, if they're using that camera, then what they're going to tell you is they're looking for wants and warrants.
Right.
Okay, what do they do about, all right, All right. So that's what they would tell you if they go in to a motel lobby and say, let me see the register, and they go down the list of names because they're looking for wants and warrants. Okay, what's the difference between the two? There's not a lot of difference between the two.
No, there isn't, as far as I'm concerned. And as far as the ACLU is concerned, there's not a lot of difference between those two. I think that the idea being that if they take a picture of your license plate, and they're checking it for wants and warrants or for expired tags or anything of that nature, generally speaking, they're gonna say, well, you know, we don't really know whose car that is. We only know that it's on our list of wants or warrants, or, you know, it's an expired tag. And so we don't look. The first thing we do is not check to see who owns it. We don't care about who owns it.
All right. Here's a scenario for you. You owe a certain amount of traffic tickets.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Parking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in cities like Chicago where people have glove compartments full of parking tickets, okay? I mean, it's considered to be like kind of a ritual.
Sure.
Like I have, you know, $1,000 in parking tickets, and this was before the boot system came along, too. Okay. So let's say you have a parking ticket.
Right.
And you lost the thing. I mean, it was in your house, but you can't find it, and then you forget about it. And then the next thing you know, you're tagged by the cops.
Okay.
Over a parking ticket.
Right.
I mean, how productive is that?
Well, but they have the right to tag you for a missing parking ticket. It doesn't really matter whether you lost it or you just decided not to pay it, Jay. I'm sorry.
No, I understand that, but it's just like, okay, if you're making the case to the taxpayers.
Right.
Now I'm asking you to take off your ACLU hat.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you're making a case to the taxpayers that the state doesn't have money.
Right.
And so therefore local communities aren't going to get money. And that the feds are not going to give them money to do things like run speed traps on I-25 and the rest of the deal.
Right.
They're not giving any grant money because they don't have any to give. So therefore, you need every cop you can to be involved with everything that you can.
Right.
That's of high priority.
Right.
Traffic accidents, burglaries, robberies, drugs.
The whole shebang.
All right, the whole shebang. So now you're paying a select few officers to go around and nail people for one parking ticket. That's a waste of money.
Well, but see, they're going to tell you that it's cheaper to have the camera than it is to have 12 cops.
All right, how about this idea? Let me run one more by you.
And I understand, I'm not saying these are good excuses. I'm just saying this is what they'll say.
Okay, ACLU hat back on. Let me run this one by you. They take a picture of your license plate.
Uh-huh.
The computer operator transposes the numbers.
Happens all the time.
All right, so you get busted and you didn't do anything wrong.
Right. That's right. And then what you end up having to do is you have to go down. I mean, this whole thing is outrageous because what it does is it allows, these are the toys. I mean, let's be honest about it. These are toys. It's like when the feds gave Denver all that money for the DNC, for the Democratic National Convention. They got to buy all these neat toys. You know, they got to buy these Ninja Turtle suits, and they got to buy, you know, get all these cameras, and they got to get all these pepper guns.
John and I want a Ninja Turtle suit.
Well, that's what I call them, because they looked like turtles. I mean, they were, you know.
John, well, don't you want a Ninja Turtle suit for Christmas?
Yeah, well, my youngest one already has one, but it won't fit me.
But that's what they look like to me. That's the way I describe them, because if you were down in Denver during this time, that's what it looked like. There were a bunch of black Ninja Turtle suits that they had on. But anyway, you know, they love these toys. You know, it's just the idea that somehow or another they have the newest and the best.
Well, I got to tell you something real quick here because we're almost out of time. I got to tell you something real. We are out of time. But I'll tell you something real quick. You know what I think all of this is as far as I'm concerned? It's revenue generation, and it's violating people's rights, and it's, you know, the whole thing. I mean, come on. Why don't you just wiretap my phone?
Well, if you listen to the newest NSA information, they may have been doing that, Jay.
Yeah, you're right about that. Kathy, thank you so much, and we urge everybody to go to ACLU-CO.org.
Yeah, and can I say one thing about revenue generating? Mileage, the GPS in the cars for miles, pay per mile.
Yeah, that, you know what? That sucks, too.
It's in Senate Bill 108.
All right, we'll check that out, and we'll have you back on that subject.
Okay, take care.
All right, thanks, Kathy.
Sure, bye, Jay.
All right, so how do you guys feel about this? 303-713-7600. How do you feel about this? You could be being watched and have no idea that it's going on, and a machine is issuing you tickets. John, how mad would you be if you were driving around in Denver or Boulder or Highlands Ranch or whatever, and you got nailed by a camera?
I don't know if I'm breaking the law. You know, I think that I think that they should be there to hand you a physical ticket. But if you're speeding past, you know, I mean, if my picture's there, I don't think I'd have a problem paying it.
All right, let me rephrase it another way then. What about camera sweeping and getting your license plate? Would you agree to that?
No.
Yeah, does that make you nervous?
Yeah.
It does me too.
Doing those GPS things for sure.
I know. That's the whole thing.
And those flashing lights when you come up on an intersection is pretty annoying.
Well, it's like, it goes off in your face.
You think there's an emergency vehicle coming up on you.
Yeah, exactly. 7:26, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, speaking about emergency vehicles. John?
Jay, we got a pretty light commute going on this morning. This crash on westbound I-70 at Colorado, still sitting around, but speeds are starting to improve a little bit, but you will see the backups around 270 all the way past Colorado there. Also working this two-vehicle accident at 9th and Federal. A power pole is down. One of those cars hit that and causing some delays at that intersection. Really, like I said, a pretty nice drive going on. Only place I see stop-and-go speeds right now is up in North Glen, heading southbound on 25 from 120th down to 84th. Your forecast, partly cloudy and mild with a high of 52 degrees. Right now, 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts' free seminar is Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. in the Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save up to 60% on solar energy with Independent Power Systems' free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably. Join IPS Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge and learn how you can save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/Westridge for details about this free seminar. That's solarips.com/Westridge. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me Wacky, because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapahoe stores, and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Isla from South Havana. Folks, love your car with Washington Detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
Best part is, you'll be helping to save lives. All of the proceeds from these auctions will benefit the City of Hope. City of Hope aims to serve cancer patients with the latest research, treatment, compassion, and dignity. Join us in the mission to find a cure for cancer. Visit www.onerepublic.net for tour dates and information.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thinking about refinancing? With up to 4 competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh my goodness, man, would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, am760.net.
Driving away on this Monday morning, 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour, but it's going to be a beautiful day today. High today, 45 under, I'm sorry, it's going to be 48 under, mostly sunny skies. So it's going to be a really good day to get out. We have to ask this question of John Turk immediately, if not sooner. Spanking Whitey today.
No spanking Whitey today. Maybe this week, Wednesday, is supposed to be like in the 60s, so... That might be a good spot to do it.
Are you have something to do today, or you can't find people to play with you?
No, I don't.
Oh, that
really
doesn't
have
sound
any...
right.
I can't find anybody to play with me.
Oh God, I'm sorry. Okay.
Anybody want to play with me today?
Yeah. Where are you working next week, Jay? Because it isn't going to be here. Okay. What are they saying in golf? You can't get a foursome.
I could. You know, you can line up. I could just go out as a single and play.
But you want to have other people to
play with. Yeah, it's nice to play with.
I used to have the guts
to do that. Now I don't do that anymore.
Rephrase it. You want to have people to go out and compete against.
Yes. Play golf with.
Scramble.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't like scrambles.
Okay.
You witnessed the scramble.
Yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't too exciting.
It was fun, fun company, but I just don't like the format.
Well, I agree. All right, we'll take your phone calls about surveillance at 303-713-7600. Coming up right now, just a short traffic plug with Turk.
Jay Cruz have cleaned up that crash westbound I-70 at Colorado, but still seeing some residual delays there. Beginning around 270 on 225 this morning, some pretty heavy jams there from Parker Road down to 25, but the rest of the drive looking pretty good on the highway system. Starting to see some more traffic there on westbound 36, heading towards Boulder after Sheridan, also on westbound C-470 out there from Bowles to Morrison Road. We are still working this crash, though, in Denver. Two vehicles involved, 9th and Federal. One of these cars hit a power pole, knocked it down. It's causing some pretty massive delays there at that intersection. Also seeing some pretty heavy volumes coming in on 6th Avenue from Sheridan to 25 there out of Lakewood. Your forecast, clouds and sun mixed with a high of 52. Right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let K&H Home Solutions make your home comfy and your accountant happy. For a limited time, when you buy one window at K&H, you'll get the second for free. Get quality and exceptional value from K&H. Call 421-7100 or visit khhomesolutions.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project?
project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Harbin here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person, a personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Podiatrist and Goodfeet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, what's the most common request you get from Goodfeet customers?
Lots of people ask for something soft and spongy to put in their shoes. One man actually had five of those drugstore gel cushions in his shoes when he walked through the door, and his feet were still killing him.
So what did you tell him?
I told him all those gel cushions weren't helping him one bit. I explained that to remove the pressure causing pain, he needed support, not padded cushions. A cushion might provide some momentary relief, but for long-term relief, nothing beats Goodfeet arch support.
Did he give Goodfeet a try?
Yes, he did. And even before he left the store, his pain was gone.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Goodfeet Arch Support System during Goodfeet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
Goodfeet actually has great shoes, and they're really nice people. 7:37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what we got to play this morning sometimes? Some Elvis Costello. I saw that show, Spectacle, on Sundance over the weekend, and he had, on that show, he had Roseanne Cash, Kris Kristofferson, who else was on there? Nora Jones. Was great. All right, we're talking about privacy in public. 303-713-7600. Here's Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on.
Hey, Jay. First of all, when you play golf, man, you're not competing against the guys you're out there with. It's you're playing against the course.
Oh, okay.
Next thing, the court cases that have come through, they've pretty much all ruled in the same manner, which is when you're out in public, you don't have the same rights, same expectations to the rights of privacy that you do. You know, in your scenario you were talking about, if you were in a motel, there's an expectation that you have some privacy rights there.
Well, and the courts don't agree with that. It's illegal to go through and check the registry.
No, that's what I'm saying. There is an expectation of privacy in a situation like that. But when you're out driving around, pretty much the only privacy rights you have are inside your vehicle. I mean, if you're out driving on public streets, there's really not a whole lot of privacy.
Yeah, I think you can definitely make that argument legally, but I think morally and traditionally, I think it violates what this country stands for. I mean, sweeping license plates and collecting all the license plates that are out there because you're looking for wants and warrants and other things.
Yeah,
there's something about that that just violates the spirit of the country.
Well, here's the thing. I have a family member who is a police officer, and, you know, I know that when they're out on patrol, they're doing that anyway. Now, I mean, obviously, it's not cameras.
But, no, they're using a computer.
Right. But when they're out driving from place to place or they don't have a call that they're on, that's exactly what they're doing. They're looking at license plates and running numbers and, you know, they pull a lot of people off the street that way.
Well,
they're very successful.
Yeah, but, you know, they have this thing of what they call contact cars. So, in other words, the cars have a taillight out or they look suspicious,
right,
or whatever, so they've got reasonable cause to run the license plate numbers. What she's what Kathy Azzurri was talking about, was she was talking about sweeping the street and collecting collecting license plate numbers to look at later, and you know that's just. I mean, there's just something fundamentally wrong with that. And I think what's wrong with it is that people who haven't done anything, there's no probable cause to doing that. It's just gathering information.
Right. And, you know, in that aspect, I would agree with you. It's a little bit farther than I'm comfortable with. When it comes to the cameras on the stoplights, I find them annoying, but you know, I can, even though I don't particularly care for them, I can somewhat see the justification for it.
I don't. I see them as revenue generators.
Well, I'm sure that they do that, but.
Well, they don't prevent anything. I mean, after they take your picture, it's already done. You've already gone through the intersection or had an auto accident.
No, but I'll tell you this, Jay. I mean, down in the area that I'm in, down in Highlands Ranch, I know that over at Arapaho and Yosemite, because I've seen their flashing so much, I know that, that particular intersection has a ton of cameras. And I'm sure that anybody that lived down here that's been through that intersection is aware of it as well.
Well,
you always see the flashing. And I think that's part of what they're trying to do as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see that point. But I don't think anybody who gets into an auto accident T-bones somebody else in an intersection. I don't think that they meant to do it, and I think that sometimes it's misjudgment, and that those cameras, particularly for people who don't go into those areas all the time, they don't know that they're there, and it doesn't stop anything. Things already happen, and then it comes back, and then it's like, well, so what? Hey, Steve, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Let's go to Mike and Elizabeth. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, not bad. I was just going to say, as far as the revenue generating, I know in like Arizona where my son lives, those cameras are everywhere. They've got like 144. You can actually go to the GPS Garmin's website, and they have a service that will download all the speed cameras across the country into your GPS unit so you can figure out where they're at.
Jeez.
But Arizona's got 144 of those cameras. They're everywhere. Well, they're set for 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. So if you're going 10 over, they're going to pop you. But let's say they needed to increase revenue because of a bad economy by 30%. All they've got to do is lower the 10 down to 7, and if you're going 7 over now, you're popped. So they can increase the revenue stream by adjusting the camera to go off at 7 miles an hour versus 10, and now you've just generated a lot more income for the county by adjusting the camera.
Well, how about dialing it down to 5?
Down to 5, yeah. You want to make 50% more revenue per month? Let's dial it down to 5.
I think speed limits are useless. Unless it's a school zone, I think speed limits are useless. Because how many people here, okay, I want somebody to call you and I and tell us that they don't go down I-25 and speed.
Yeah, what is that old saying? 5, you're fine. 6, you're mine. The cops use. And they're actually, they have that thing between Castle Rock and the tech center where if you're in the left-hand lane doing 5 under, they can pull you over for impeding traffic and give you a ticket for going too slow.
Well, I don't so much mind that, but what I'm saying is that it's you know they should just have signs, you know, every I don't know how many miles that say slow traffic, keep to the right to remind people of that, and then we'll just let the traffic go according to the flow.
People that don't want to go that fast are going to get over, and those of us that do go down the left hand lane.
Because they'll give you all these arguments. Well, listen, you know, these lower speeds it conserves gas and. It prevents accidents, and they'll get into all of that. But you know what? I mean, how many vehicles do you really see on the highway that have rolled over or crashed due to the speed limit when something may have happened to them, like they'll have a blowout
right.
or or driver error, but still, the rest of us have to be penalized for this. And why shouldn't we just be allowed to drive? And, you know, the surveillance of all of this, too, is like, you're right, it's just a revenue. I mean, they can dial it down and make more money.
Yeah, it's an instant adjustment in the revenue stream in a matter of just minutes of dialing down the camera. You want to make 50% more money each month? Let's just dial it down to 5. Now we're catching 50% more people speeding through that camera. But I got to tell you a thing about last. I work out at a place in the state where airplanes come into. I really can't tell you, but
yeah, I understand.
Anyway, the people that do the security there had a lady. It's like 10:30 at night. There's 4 people going through security. They have this lady, and the best analogy I can use is this lady was Aunt B of Mayberry RFD. I mean, she was an older woman, looked just like Aunt B, and they were patting her down. Now, I can see where, you know, as her profile, she could possibly be the mastermind of some diabolical plan. Come on, give me a break.
Well,
I've seen her pat down 7-year-olds.
Well, that whole thing, yeah, that whole thing is debatable, too. That whole thing is debatable too. That they should be profiling people's behavior as opposed to profiling who they are. And you know what? I'll tell you something. You see these stories in the news all the time. You know, you get Muslims, you get Arab Americans, and they're always given a hard time by the airlines. And then you got their passengers who, if they make one comment about the plane, then the passengers start turning them in, and they end up. You know, they end up getting booted, and it's like, man, aren't people ashamed of that behavior? I'd be ashamed of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just an affront. Hey, Mike, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, appreciate the call. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Mike, it's Mark in Denver.
Hey, what's up?
Well, we used to have this. I remember calling up and saying I wasn't really supportive of cops, and you said, "Well, why don't you trust them?" This is exactly why.
Yeah, but they don't have anything to do with it. I mean, in this particular case, it's the city putting up a machine.
Well, no, but it's the cops are enforcing it a lot of things.
Well, they don't have any choice. If you're talking about the sweeping the license plates, that's the same thing. I mean, that's a city policy, and if you work for the city, just like if you work for private industry or whoever you work for, you're going to have to do things you don't particularly care for. But you do them because you don't have any choice.
So, but anyway, that's part of my justification of that. But you were talking about speeding with a guy. I always thought what made more sense is because they'll have cops sitting along traffic, hiding themselves, plainclothes police cars, watching traffic, catching you if you're 5 over, 10 over, things like that. Why don't they just have it if someone's driving recklessly, say, angling through traffic at high speeds? You know, that seems to make more sense, but it's not revenue generation, which is my biggest argument on this, what it always comes down to, is how can they make money off of it?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think it is revenue generation, generating. And I mean, it's not going to prevent anything. Like I said to Steve, what's going to prevent? It's not going to prevent anything because people are still going to do it. And there are those people, you know, if I held a poll in the next hour and people are going to be really honest with me, okay, you know what they'd say? They'd say, yeah, I've been speeding on I-25, and yes, of course, I've run X amount of traffic signals in my lifetime.
The amount of traffic signals I've run, I could probably tell you in one hand. That's one thing I haven't done, Mark. Usually it's accidentally. You go, oh, my crap. Oh, my God. I just, you know.
Yeah, well, I've done that.
It's not purposeful. It's not intentful. You just miss it.
Yeah, I've done that, too. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll cop to speeding, won't you?
Oh, yes. Actually, I will cop to speeding and say I'm probably going to do it this morning because what I'll do is I will go with the flow of traffic. Traffic's going 10 over the speed limit of the flow. I'm going to be going that way because I'm not going to obstruct the flow.
Right, exactly. And you know something? That's why I say that I get rid of speed limits. Hey, Mark, thank you, man.
Hey, have a good day.
Okay, except in school zones. Then they should keep it at 20 miles an hour. All right, Mr. Turk will now keep traffic clear for us.
Jay, traffic is still looking pretty good around the metro. Pretty quiet for a Monday. Maybe a lot of people hanging out nursing their hangovers after the Super Bowl, a fine game yesterday. We are really busy on I-25, though, for both southbounders and northbounders. If you're coming down from Fort Collins, you're going to hit it from 120th down to 84th there in Northland. Also, again, from I-70 past Spear, speeds in the 20s there. Northbound side struggling in Castle Rock this morning from Founders Parkway to Castle Pine, stop and go driving conditions. Also on C-470 out in the foothills westbound from Quincy Avenue to Morrison, really slow and sluggish there. Like I said, 25 southbound also sluggish there from the bridges to University, around Downing Street to University. But right now, no crashes on our radar on the highways. We are still working this one at Leedsdale and in Quebec, and another one that's just popping up in Aurora, Smoky Hill, and Buckley. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a high of 52 degrees. Currently, 32 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $15,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks, and we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, emailing, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity theft.
I do all my shopping online. It's so easy. It turns out it's also easy for identity thieves. They got all my credit card numbers. And now I keep thinking, is it going to happen again?
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard from the company that already protects over 8 million people worldwide. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. This is serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SoulSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SoulSource provides, like solar hot water and wind. Call SoulSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at soulsourceinc.com.
I don't think, well, you got to recognize how many people know you, and I mean, you've been around around the block.
I'm just shocked I have any friends. All right, what's the markets look like this morning?
Well, they're kind of cranky. They're waking up a little grouchy after the Super Bowl, I guess. The Dow is down 95. The Nasdaq's down 5.75. The S&P is down 9.75. The Marvin is down 4.5. So it's waking up on the cranky side of things this morning as consumer spending and consumer income continues to wane a little bit. And I think we're seeing continuation of last year. I mean, already this year through January, the Dow is off almost 9%. The Nasdaq's down 6.5. The S&P's down a little over 8.5, and the Marvin's down 11.2. So, you know, people, if you haven't stopped by to see us, for crying out loud, and if your advisor continues to ignore your concerns about being worried about the market or belittle you because they think you should buy and hold, stop by here. Give us a holler. Let us know you're coming. We've got some great people here that can help you and find some alternative investments away from the market. Now, if you're into the market, we can show you and give you some ideas, too. But I think right now it's a smart thing to at least know what your options are away from the market.
Yeah, I would agree. And people who are not, you know, people who just don't, who don't take advantage of it, they're just, you know, They're just wasting their time, actually. I mean, if you don't get into this, I mean, now, I mean, it's just, okay. You know what? Here's, let me tell people this. 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. And make sure you call today, because every minute you waste is every minute you're going to wish you had back. Hey, thank you, Mr. Spear. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, pal. Enjoyed Friday, by the way.
Yeah, me too. See ya.
See ya.
All right, there's Michael Spear. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years.
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My Debt Negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection calls.
I was afraid to answer the phone until My Debt Negotiation stopped the hassling once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-426-7119. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-426-7119. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-426-7119 now.
Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit SLO, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Looking to make your home or business more energy efficient? Get an expert energy audit. Discover how solar electricity improves energy efficiency and learn how to cut utility dependence. Visit the SLO online booths for Lightly Treading, Soul Source Solar, and Be Utility Free at AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Johnny Turk cranks it out. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. We're talking about these stoplights and about surveillance and other things. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Mike Litwin of the Rocky Mountain News and see what he has to say about that. Let's go to Travis in Longmont. Travis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hey.
It is an inconvenience, but I think if the cops use that to find a child that has been abducted or kidnapped, I think it's worth it. I mean, that's a tool that they can use. They have a car, they have a license plate, and there's stats out there. If they don't find that kid in 24 hours, he's either going to be deceased or they'll never find him. So I'd be willing to sacrifice someone taking pictures of me not doing anything wrong, honestly. I mean, it's out there to find the hardened criminals, the ones that are doing things wrong, and yeah, you might get picked up, but usually you're not going to go to jail for it.
Well, yeah, but there's a chance of abuse, and the argument that you're making is the same argument, say, for instance, that the now-gone Bush administration made for the NSA, wiretaps. It was on the area of security. Now, I'm all for Amber Alerts. And I notice that those always have tags and sometimes a description of the automobile, but you got to be very, very careful about taking your rights and surrendering them in the drive for security. And I think that's all Kathy Hazzuri is pointing out, and I think that's all I pretty much am pointing out, is that there's too much room for misuse there, and you know people misuse information.
Well, one of your last callers pretty much said that you kind of already have surrendered your rights when you start driving on a public road. You're driving a car that, is a homicide weapon if you're driving it wrong.
All right, I understand what you're saying. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to go get the news.
Oh, no problem.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, what about the Rocky Mountain News?
Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers after-school programs and tutoring to help support working families. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center has one of the only state-licensed after-school programs in Colorado with pickup service from select schools. The program serves students in grades K through 8 with tutoring, computer labs, gym time, phonics intervention, and a hot meal Monday through Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. for just $25 per week. per child. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. $350 billion from the financial system bailout has yet to be doled out. The president wants oversight over that money.
That's what I've asked my Treasury Secretary to do, to put together a clear set of guidelines. If a bank or a financial institution is getting relief, then they've got to abide by certain conditions.
That's what he told NBC News. Mr. Obama said some banks would fail. Others would have to write off losses at TD Bank. Joe Naroff is chief economist. From the December numbers that came out today, personal spending dropped by 1%.
It's hardly a surprise that consumers aren't spending at this point. Their incomes are falling. We're in the midst of a massive recession. They don't know when we're going to be out of it, and their confidence is shot.
Spending has now dropped for six straight months. Some experts say we may be saving more. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 100 points, and in 18 states feeling the economic pinch, well, they've cut their welfare rolls, even as more Americans have lost their jobs. Ron Haskins, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, he helped write the current welfare law.
On the whole, the thing has worked very well, but now we're in an economy that is really shedding jobs, and a lot of people find it very difficult to find work, and under those circumstances, they should be able to get welfare as long as they're continuing to try to find work.
The Senate takes up the economic stimulus plan today. John McCain on the early show said he doesn't like it much.
Too much spending, too much unnecessary spending, not the right kind of tax cuts.
Last week, when it passed the House, not one Republican vote was in favor of that package. The Pittsburgh Steelers got the simulation they needed from quarterback Ben Roethlisberger with time running down in the fourth quarter.
I said it's now or never.
Santonio Holmes was in the now with 35 seconds to go. He grabbed the ball, kept his feet just in bounds, and caught the winning TD. Steelers 27, Cardinals 23. Pittsburgh wins its sixth Super Bowl in team history. Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania did see his shadow, if you believe Phil or his handler.
Six more weeks of winter it will be. Oh, woe is us.
Brittany Peters is a stay-at-home mom. She and her husband, Greg, live in Georgia. They have three children. Their two-year-old son has autism. Their seven-year-old has juvenile arthritis. The Peters decided they would sell just about everything they own to pay their kids' medical bills, appliances, their SUV, a high-def TV, bedroom sets, swing sets. They asked for $20,000. In Texas, Keith and Donna Blair saw the eBay posting. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram says the Blairs wound up on the phone with the Georgia family and said, you can have the money, and you can have all those things you worked so hard to get. Now, at first, the stay-at-home mom in Georgia refused the offer, but after a few more phone calls, the families became like family, and two mornings ago, the Georgians in need got the cash from the friends indeed, their new friends from Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 86, and this is CBS News.
If you've ever struggled with a sick kid while trying to get his temperature, you'll love the new temporal scanner by Exergen. It works like magic. Just press a button, gently scan your child's forehead, and get an accurate reading, just like that. It's safe, quick, effective, and used by doctors in premier hospitals. Imagine no more sticking thermometers in ears or rears. You can even use it while your child is sleeping. The temporal scanner from Exergen, a better thermometer for your family, and the best money you'll ever spend. Available at the pharmacy, at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine stores.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jarrett this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jarrett, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jarrett in time for Valentine's Day. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000. This weekend, only at Jarrett.
It can only be Jarrett.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. An ice fisherman has been dubbed really lucky by Littleton Fire Rescue. The man fell through the ice at Chatfield Reservoir yesterday afternoon. He was rescued by a Chatfield Park ranger and bystanders. The man reportedly spent 20 to 30 minutes in the icy water. Police have arrested an attempted murder suspect. He's been eluding them for more than 2 months. Police found 26-year-old Nick LaBelle hiding at a home in Evans last night. night. The first phase of RTD's pay-to-stay at its park-and-ride lots goes into effect this morning. Many monthly light rail and bus riders were complaining when they got to garages and lots that spaces were gone because people would leave cars there for extended periods of time, or workers commuting from far away were snagging spots in lots closest to their home. Four of the metro area's Northside park-and-ride start up the pay-to-park plan today. Colorado lumber yards shutting down as home builders have scaled back on construction. At least a dozen lumber yards have closed in the last couple of years as demand for materials has decreased. One supplier, 84 Lumber, had seven locations in 2007, now has only its store in Grand Junction. In sports, the Avs host Calgary tonight at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're looking at some delays on 225. This due to a crash that occurred near Islip. It will cause speeds to dip. There's also going to be some slowdowns on C-470 as you're heading eastbound. Crews are looking around for an accident just being reported. Southbound I-25 near University could start to really hang things up in front of DU. Speeds are in the single digits in spots. Southbound I-25 downtown once you get past I-70 towards Spear. Surface Street wreck at the busy intersection of Smoky Hill and Buckley is also causing delays. I'm Todd Parker. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At CBN Potts, kids eat for $1 in February. All selections up to $5.99 from the 12 and under menu are just $1 with the purchase of each full-priced adult entree. And kids, enter to win a grand prize giveaway to Disneyland. Complete details at any neighborhood CBN Potts restaurant and brewery.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Taking massive doses of salmon oil to try to moisturize my skin because it is tough. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Mark along with you. High today, 48. Going to be a nice day. This could be the final days for the Rocky Mountain News. On Thursday, supporters gathered to march downtown in celebration of the 150th year of this newspaper. Just last month, the paper was up for sale, and there's no word yet if a buyer will save it from shutting down. Of course, you never know about this. Scripps says it's if a potential buyer isn't found soon, all the options could be laid on the table. Several employees have launched websites. I Want My Rocky. The site was created to encourage readers to support and voice their opinion on why the Rocky should stay. And our special guest is, and I think he's one of the best writers in the country, Rocky Mountain News columnist Mike Litwin. And his columns compare to any that I've read while I've worked in Chicago, Los Angeles, and various other places across the country. Mike, it's a real honor to have you on the show.
Oh, Jay, my. Thanks very much.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. You're a keen social observer, and you write about a lot of things. Well, what's your feelings about what's going on at your newspaper? And are people walking around like the sword of Damocles is hanging over their heads?
Yeah, they got like the whole company has, I mean, swords all over the ceiling, just waiting. It's very tough. I mean, you know, we write about as newspaper people and you know, as radio people, you know, we talk and write about other people's problems all the time. It's what you do. You drop into places and you you tell other people's stories, but now it's your story, and that's not a comfortable place to be just from a journalistic standpoint, but obviously from a personal and emotional standpoint, it's a really hard place to be, and you don't want to separate yourself and say, like, you know, my problems are worse than anybody else's problems, but at the same time, they are your problems, so they're worse than anybody else's problems.
Yeah, I think you're facing what a lot of us are facing, particularly in both of our industries, which is we're being technologically overwhelmed here. and it's forcing change. How long have you been with the Rocky Mountain News?
A little under 12 years.
And where did you come from before you worked here?
I was at the Baltimore Sun before that and the L.A. Times before that.
And what made you decide to come to Colorado?
Oh, one day somebody called and suggested I come to Colorado, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, and it worked out. I mean, I've had a great, great time here.
And what would you do if the Rocky Mountain News went away?
That's a good question.
I mean, have you thought about that?
I have, in fact, thought about it.
Yeah, because my wife
reminds me of it all the time.
Yeah, I think about what happens if I'm out of here. You know, I mean, I start thinking, well, look, okay, do I sit here and wait? And surely to God, somebody will pick me up somewhere. Or do I start to think to myself, well, maybe I ought to start another career, but I'm not really capable of doing anything. I mean, you could write books, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I wrote the other day that when this thing first happened, that my skill set included, you know, being able to spell and say funny things about George W. Bush. So I don't know if that's enough of a skill set to get some other kind of job. I don't think so. So I'm pretty much, I think, stuck in the business. Could write a book, but it's, you know, it's the writing business. That's what I do. And so hopefully there's somebody values that enough to want to put enough food on the table. I don't eat that much. So in order to pull me through to the end. But I've been in newspapers my entire life. I've never had what we call a real job. I started working for a newspaper when I was 16 years old and in the summers, and I've always worked for one. So, it's, you know, in any other time in the business, when newspapers were folding, there were a rash of newspapers folding, say in the 80s when all the afternoon papers went away, and the Dallas Times Herald and the Philadelphia Bulletin and the Houston, yeah.
San Francisco Herald Examiner.
The Herald Examiner and Los Angeles Herald Examiner, yeah. And all those papers folded, but it was still very easy at that time to get another job. And, there were still plenty of other jobs. And today it's a combination of, you know, of market forces and economy and those swords of Damocles, which they seem to have moved to virtually every corner of the country, every newsroom in the country. So there are very few jobs out there. So it's a real tough market, and you know, it's tough for a lot of people. I don't mean to suggest that the situation for journalists is unique in any way. The unemployment is going to crawl into double figures pretty soon, and so there's a lot of hard news out there.
Hey, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Mike Litwin from the Rocky Mountain News. But you know something the difference is, though? You work at a 150-year-old institution. I mean, it's been in this town for 150 years. And there's something more than just the Rocky Mountain News going away. It's like having a part of the community ripped out.
It's, well, you know this, Jay. I mean, I'm not a humble person. I'm really not. You can't be a columnist and be a humble person. You have to believe that this thing that you write is something that people are actually interested in reading. It's not a place to be humble. But at the same time, I really am humbled by the idea that people get up in the morning and they want to read what I have to say about something, and they talk about it with their spouse or whoever, and that's an amazing thing. It's still that I still find amazing. And when I wrote a column that the Rocky was for sale, which, you know, as I translate into being doomed, is got hundreds of emails from people saying what a terrible thing this would be, and how much of their life is wrapped in the Rocky and the routine of getting that paper every morning, and whatever it is that attracts you to that paper, whether it's the, whether you can't seem to find a way to fit the Denver Post on your kitchen table, which seems to be one of the big reasons people buy the Rocky, or whether it's, you know, you're actually attracted to the writers in there, or you're part of that whole conversation, and that's a great thing. I mean, that's a tremendously fun thing to be part of, and it's the part that I love, you know. It's on the other hand, there's the actual writing of the things, which is a little less lovable. But
yeah, well, how long does it take you to crank out a column?
Well, as my editors will tell you, as long as they give me, basically. So I'm the person who needs a gun to his head to get anything finished. So that's not unusual in the newspaper business. You know, you get it done at deadline. So whatever the deadline is, that's when it gets done.
Okay, so it doesn't. But I'm talking about the physical time aspect. Like people listen to the radio and they realize that when there used to be disc jockeys, now it's all voice tracked. But they realize that those of us that are on the air that are doing live radio, as opposed to syndicated, and even the syndicated guys, I mean, we're here for 4 hours a day. So people know from listening how long we're here. We're reading you, and we have no idea how long it takes for you to crank out one column, to time-wise put it together.
Yeah, well, it depends. I mean, if I'm covering a debate, you know, when a presidential debate and the thing is over at 8:30 at night, and I have to be in at 10:30 at night, then, you know, I do it in 2 hours. If I'm sitting around and you know, getting a late breakfast and then a long lunch, and then I'm, you know, sitting down to work. So it really depends. But it's if the writing process itself is probably, you know, a three, four hour process. You then have the reporting and of course the long lunch in which you're, you know, thinking a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, if you think a lot, you can then charge it on your credit card.
There you go.
You have to think at least 50-55% of the time in order to charge it on the credit card.
There you go. That's true. All right. Two last questions here for you.
Yeah.
Can you see yourself at the Denver Post?
Yeah, that's a tricky question.
Well, you don't have to answer it. I mean,
no, it's a fair question. I don't know. I mean, we really are sort of like, you know, not bitter is the wrong word, but we really are sort of the enemy. We think of each other as the enemy. It's part game. It's partly a game where you play at the other side being the enemy, and it's partly that you enjoy nothing more each day than having your paper beat the other paper. So it's hard to see yourself if you self-identify as either a Rocky guy or a Post guy. It's hard to see yourself in the other place. On the other hand, I mean, if there's one newspaper in town and what you do is write for a newspaper, then, yeah, that sort of limits your options. So, sure, it's possible.
Well, I hope it. I don't want to see the Rocky go down, but if it does, I hope that the Post has the wherewithal and the brains to pick you up so you stay at least in town. That's for sure. Mike, thanks. I know it's always rough to get you on the air because we're so early and you work late, so it's been challenging sometimes to get you to come on the air, but thanks for the candid interview. Thanks for being candid. You know, really, thanks for being open.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, I appreciate the chance to come on. It is, I'm a night person, not a morning person, but, you know, it's, I'm glad to be on there with your audience. It's a great thing.
Okay, your next to last column. If it gets to that.
Yeah.
You got to do it on me. So I can frame it and keep it forever. You know? I can say, hey, man, I was in Mike Litwin's column. Okay, top that. Right?
I've got a whole board on my desk of dissatisfied readers. It's a great thing where some of the funniest stuff, and you know, you get the great thing about writing a newspaper column is you really do get. You get the people who agree with you, and more than that, you get the people who disagree with you. And if you can, you know, move the whole mountain like an eighth of an inch, then you've really had a good day. So when the nasty grams come in and ugliness comes in, I get a kick out of it. I get a kick out of the fact that people, you know, get so upset. The people who don't really want to be involved in the conversation, I just want, you know, the world to be exactly as they want to be, and they get angry when someone suggests that it might need to change. And well, there should have been a lot of change in Colorado over the last few years, and that's been great to be part of.
All right. Mike Litwin of the Rocky Mountain News. Well, I see how you've dodged that request on my part, but I love you anyway. Thank you. Thank you for your column, and thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Always good talking to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Take care.
All right, there's Mike Litwin of the Rocky Mountain News and his feelings about what will happen to the Rocky Mountain News. Now we got to ask John. John, will you miss the Rocky Mountain News if it goes away?
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I like the format, and I know this is just a really stupid thing, but I like the size of the Rocky Mountain compared to the Post.
Let me tell you something. The Chicago Sun-Times, which is... still, I don't know what financial condition they're in, but they're still doing it. A lot of people, like on the L trains and other stuff, would buy the Chicago Sun-Times because of the format of the newspaper.
Right. No, Jay, I mean, it's like we have both papers delivered here. And if I'm going to grab one and look at it first, easiest one to grab and read and look at is the Rocky Mountain News. Just because it's, you know, the big foldouts. I'm just not into that.
I like two newspaper towns.
And I've always thought that the Rocky Mountain News does a really, really, really good job with sports, too. So,
yeah, which is very important to you.
Yeah. So, no, I'm bummed, man. I really, really hope they don't go away. But I don't think if they do go away, I don't think the Post is going to snatch up all their talent and hire them.
Well, they ought to hire Litwin. They're stupid if they don't hire Litwin.
I don't know what they're going to do. There's a lot of good folks over there at the Rocky.
We should start a movement to get the Denver Post to hire Litwin. All right, 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turkin, traffic.
Jay, emergency crews have just cleaned up this crash northbound 225 at Iliff, so that part moving a little bit better now, but just in time for a fresh one on I-25. This on the southbound side, just around University, going to see delays all the way from Downing Street Bridge to Evans. Also working one on the right shoulder eastbound turnpike at Federal. Also got a second accident around Pecos, that one on the left-hand shoulder. So if you're heading into Denver, got a couple things happening there on 36 that might slow you down. Also working one crash out in Aurora, Smoky Hill, and Buckley. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard. Speeds in the 30s and 40s. On C-470 and Highlands Ranch. Same deal on 225 heading southbound there from Parker Road to the Tech Center. Speed's really starting to improve there as well. Your forecast, clouds and sun mixed, breezy, and a high of 52. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Than ever. And that's why you want to go to Rocky's Autos, because you can save money. And you buy a new car, it smells good, it's great, okay, it looks fine. I mean, you know, it looks good, whatever. But you drive it off the lot, and boom, like a rock, its value sinks. But at Rocky's Autos, you don't have that because somebody else has already paid for that experience. And Rocky's has their matching down incentive, and they've got the trade-in. They want to see your trade-in. Absolutely, they do want to see it. And they've got people out there who will wait on you. There's nothing worse than going to a car store and, hello, do I have to take out an ad? Somebody pay attention to me. And have people who don't know what they're doing. Gee, I'd like to know about this on the car or that. Well, excuse me, I'll have to go check. No, you don't get that at Rocky's. Spanky Herrera, Isaac Harris, Uncle Fester, whose real name is George, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, all of those folks, Jules, they all know about the vehicles that they're selling. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982. What does that got to do with it? Well, that means that the ownership is right here. They're not sitting in Kilimanjaro. I mean, they're right here. And they got great hours. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So get over there and see them and see if you can save some money, which I know you can. Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Experience it and win with Tempur-Pedic. If you've been waiting for the absolute best time to try a life-changing Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system, this is it. Visit a participating retail store today and get your game piece for a chance to win $10,000 just for trying a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Simply call, click, or visit a participating retailer near you today to find out how. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. For official rules, go to www.experienceitandwin.com. Contest ends 3809. Offer void where prohibited.
The Republicans are not happy.
The House Minority, oh God help me. The House Minority Leader, John Boehner. Yes, I know it's Boehner, but he's always drunk. That man is always crying.
He's crying.
The GOP will oppose Obama's stimulus plan unless there's major changes, I tell you. Major changes are going to be made around here.
I'm like, take a look at the changes. Your party lost the presidency and over 20 House seats in the 2008 election.
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 1 to 4.
That's some change, buddy.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today is going to be 48. It's going to really be a nice day. So it's good to have you along and enjoy the day. Okay. I was told about this. I didn't see it, but I was told about it. Bob Dylan has been a cultural icon for forever and a day. And he was viewed as being really anti-establishment and kind of a very mysterious guy, unless you've read books about him, biographies on him. I believe his first girlfriend had a book out like last year. She's on the cover of Freewheeling. And Bob Dylan wrote a book, too, by the way, which is kind of it's interesting. Anyway, yesterday during the Super Bowl, Bob Dylan officially sold out. Check this out.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every run. young, and may you stay forever young. May you stay forever young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. And may you have a strong foundation when the winds of change is shift. And may your heart always be joyful. And may your song always be sung. May you stay forever young. Refreshes the world.
Right. Cool. That's a Pepsi ad. And the other voice is one of the guys from the Black Eyed Peas. All right, do you think you'd see the day where Bob Dylan would do a Pepsi ad? Anybody got any feelings about this? 303-713-7600. Should we just write this off as being another, you know, useless chapter, or should we look at it as being a sellout? That one of this country's last non-sellable commodity, one of this country's non-commodity based singers, finally has given in and has now done a Pepsi ad. Now, John and I were saying sellout, but Aaron in Denver says it isn't a sellout. Aaron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Well, you know, initially I thought the same thing, because seeing Bob Dylan do anything on TV is sellout-ish, and, you know, I don't stand for any of that either. But then I also got to thinking that Forever Young is a great Bob Dylan song that most of the people that watch TV will never hear any other way, so they've never had any exposure to that song. But that's been a great song for so many years. So in that respect, it's, you know, it's kind of a good thing there, but at the same time, he is working for Pepsi, but Bob Dylan has always kind of been a little bit, he takes control of his own thing. You know, he owns his stuff, he owns his music, he owns his songs. He kind of does what he wants with them.
Well, he should own it, and right, because exactly, he wrote it. And most singers who own their stuff, I mean, they have, you know, they should, because they write it. But Bob Dylan has always been kind of an anti-authoritarian kind of figure who is above all of this. And suddenly you see this on a Pepsi ad and you say to yourself, man, what in the world is going on here? And why in the world did he do this? Because now you think, well, you know what? Dylan's just like the rest of them.
Well, one of the things, if you look all the way back through Dylan's career, he's done a lot of things to kind of keep the people off guard. You know, if you were talking about that Chronicles book that he wrote a couple of years ago. He goes into it in there about how, like, back in the late 70s when he got into the religious phase, how a lot of that was just to kind of throw people off and get them to leave him alone, you know? So Bob Dylan's always been about kind of catching people off guard, doing what people, like, you know, I don't think he really cares what any of us think about him, and I think that's what I respect about him the most throughout his whole career, that he really didn't let anybody else define what he is. You know, that's been Bob Dylan's thing from the beginning, you know, for 40, 50 years. You can't tell Bob Dylan what he is or who he is. You know, he'll tell you, and then if you think you've got him one way, you've got him pigeonholed into a box, he'll tell you something completely different.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just saying that, you know what, finally he has gone into the hands of corporate America. I mean,
yeah,
Pepsi does not have a clean image. As a matter of fact, you know who worked for Pepsi as a lawyer in between political gigs? Richard Nixon.
Nice. That figures.
Okay, I mean, it's like finally he's gone into so you know what, when he sings Ballad of a Thin Man or The Times They Are Changing or any of those kind of songs, it's like, Bob, you know, that was you then, but it's not you now, because now you're doing Pepsi advertisements, and then of all things, you're doing it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had told you 35 years ago that he was going to do this, or 40 years ago, you'd have shaken your head and said, no, that's not Bob Dylan.
Well, I don't know. 35 years ago, it was right in the 70s. He was kind of going that way back then. I mean, in the 60s, you know, who's to say? I guess it was kind of hard to call. I kind of see anybody that came out in the 60s kind of got really commercial and corporate like that. You know, he came out at the same time as the Stones and the Beatles and all these other bands that, you know, they all went and just became ungodly huge commercially, and so did he, but he still kind of did his own thing, whereas other bands might have gotten more locked into a thing and having to tour all the time and maybe not having complete control of their own thing.
Well, maybe you see it seen a different situation because I don't ever remember seeing Dylan ever 35, 40, 50 years ago ever corporately and, you know, ever promoting anything corporately. But maybe he did it and I missed it. I don't know.
Well,
John
I'll find his historical reference. I was born in 78. So that's
right, okay.
Kind of right there, you know. I wasn't watching TV back then, but I've, you know, been obsessed with Dylan for way too long to, you know, to not know any of it. You know, I've heard more than I ever want to hear about Dylan again. So, but
well, this isn't Dylan's first ad, guys. And I had a caller remind me of this, but he did do an ad for Victoria's Secret a year or two ago.
See, that's the same thing.
He did a Gap ad, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they used his.
He was in it.
He was in it.
Yeah.
So they had images of him in it.
That down on YouTube or something.
Because this one, I have this one from Victoria's Secret, if you want to hear it real quick, Jay.
Yeah, let's listen to it real quick. Hang on there.
I'm almost like a year or two old.
We're going to sell out the commercial interest, which one would you do?
Bob?
Ladies' garments.
Oh, see, that sucks. That's so bad, man.
Yeah.
Has he sold out in the last few years?
Yeah, he has sold out.
You know what I noticed that I was kind of disappointed in when I saw him live this summer? Was the camera they had on him. They had a camera that had the screens on the side of the show.
Right.
And they would not zoom in on him. It was the same. It was a still shot the entire concert.
Where was that at?
That was at Snowmass, the Jazz Aspen Festival. And it was a still shot the entire concert. As were the other bands that played, they were zooming in and out, showing different stuff. So I imagine Bob had a thing like, you cannot zoom in on me.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's kind of like the same thing with the Dead doing their tour now. You know, it's been 45 years since they got going. You know, how much longer are they really going to be able to do this and make money off of their thing?
Yeah, they're selling $100 tickets for, like, the cheapest tickets, $100 at Pepsi
Center. Well, I looked it up yesterday. Yeah, there was a ticket right behind the stage, $100.
Ridiculous.
Right, it's absurd. But, you know, Bobby has a 5-year-old. He's going to have to pay for college somewhere down the line, you know, where the Dead isn't going to be around to make money.
See, I think those guys are set. I think Bob Dylan's set with money.
Well, sure, theoretically. I mean, a lot of people were set. You know, things have changed in the last 6 months, so it's hard to tell, really. I don't know, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, who knows how much of Bob's retirement he lost.
Well, see, I don't know about all this, but I just think he's totally and completely sold out. Last time I saw him was a long time ago with the Rolling Thunder review, but I just think he's totally and completely.
My initial reaction, I agree with you there, but I rethought it just because that song's a good song for people to hear. But I don't know.
It's corporate. Like, you know what? It's corporate America. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And he's somebody who's not supposed to be in that vein. Aaron, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Has this man, Robert Zimmerman, better known as Bob Dylan, has he finally and completely sold out in the last couple of years with his Super Bowl appearance yesterday? 303-713-7600. And I got two lines open.
Dylan,
come on.
He's got to be able to live the rest of his life on royalties.
Well, sure. You know? Other people record his stuff, too.
Yeah.
That gets into another thing. How much is too much?
I don't think this is a money thing.
Then what did he do it for?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, the whole comparison of the 60s compared to today, that the Dylan, they were showing shots of, you know, stuff going on in the 60s, then they were showing Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas and stuff that's going on today. And there's, you know, kind of like a parallel of what was going on then and today. And it's,
there's,
you know,
no way.
Pepsi is the choice of a new generation, right?
Yeah, but there's no way. I mean, you can't even compare what's going on today to what went on, all the turmoil anti-establishment stuff that was going on.
That's not what I'm saying, Jay. I'm just saying that's what the ad was trying to portray.
I mean, Dylan showed up at the Newport Folk Festival and made everybody angry because he had gone electric.
Yep.
So the folk people were saying that he had sold out at that point.
Well,
but he never, you know, I don't ever remember him ever endorsing products.
Well, I mean, the beginning of that Victoria's Secret ad, Jay, they ask him, you know, hey, will you ever sell a commercial? Or, you know, he's like, well, maybe diamonds, ladies' diamonds.
I don't know. I mean, even when the Beatles,
like,
when Nike was using the Beatles, I thought, God almighty, John Lennon must be turning over in his grave. And you know what's also sad about that? What's also sad about that is, okay, look at the demographics on that.
Yeah.
Like, if you were born in 1978 or 72, what do you know about Dylan?
Well, I think that is, you know, you can say that, Jay, but I know one of my friends, his favorite artist is Bob Dylan.
No, I'm not saying you can't like him as an artist. I mean, they're reissuing more stuff of his now than ever before. But
you're saying that the lyrics can't speak to a person that's 35 like it does to a person that's 55?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that he had this image, and now the image is totally completely blown out.
It is.
And it's to the worst thing. It's to corporate America.
Well, I know what the Bob Dylan image is. And, you know, I remember seeing the Victoria's Secret ad, and I had to have somebody, you know, jar that memory. But, I was just like, and my friend looked at me, and this is the Bob Dylan fan last night. He's like, God, he's a sellout.
Yeah, he is. It's disgusting. All right, 8:40. We'll take more of your calls. 8:40, 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk with traffic.
Early recovery made this morning, although we are seeing a lot of traffic heading in and out of Boulder on the Turnpike. Speeds in the 30s and 40s westbound from Sheridan to Wadsworth. And for eastbounders, it's going to be slow going from Sheridan down to 25. Have a crash there around Federal. It is sitting on the right-hand shoulder, but people are slowing down to take a look at that one. On the other spots, still struggling. Southbound 25 heading into downtown and on C-470. Across Highlands Ranch from Broadway to 25. Also busy on northbound 25 there from Emerson Street to Alameda. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a high of 52 degrees. Your current downtown temperature, 34. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $15,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Homeowners, don't be fooled. There's a lot of companies talking about loan modification and how they're going to help you save your home. The reality is that most of these companies are unqualified to help you with the modification process. Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group, and we've been helping homeowners with the loan modification process since its inception. We know what the lenders want, and we can help you get your loan modified.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% 30-year fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
Call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-JBA1. Even if you owe more than your house is worth, call 866-330-JBA1. That's 866-330-5221.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every run.
There's Bob Dylan.
May you stay forever young. May you stay forever young.
Super Bowl. There's Black Eyed, a member of the Black Eyed Peas. Alright, it's Dylan.
This says, Bob Dylan permits use of Blown in the Wind for ITV advertising for the first time.
What's happening to this guy?
That was January 28th.
See, that's what I like about Chris Marker. Nobody knows who the hell he is, and he never sells
out. He's
not
a sellout.
All right, here's David Berthet, who doesn't think that he sold out. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Well, first of all, I wanted to just say to both you and John that isn't it wonderful, isn't it lovely that our country is in a place now where we can talk about something fun for a change. You know, I had a guy a week or so ago bitching about talking about Bruce Springsteen. By the way, I voted against Bruce. Sorry about that. But isn't it just lovely that we can relax a little tiny bit?
Yeah,
talk
really.
Talk about something we give that makes us feel good. So anyway, I would say he has not sold out. And here's my premise. Let's see if we can go with this. First of all, Jay, are you going to buy a Pepsi because Bob Dylan sang a song on the Super Bowl?
No, the only time I ever buy Pepsi is when I can't get Diet Coke.
Right. Okay. I'm not going to buy a Pepsi because of Bob Dylan. And in fact, who is going to buy a Pepsi because of Bob Dylan?
Oh, I think there'll be a lot of people who will.
Really? What? But not our age group and not 13-year-olds. So who's it going to be?
Well, I think people 18 to 35 or even 25 to 54 will.
Nah. You know, I'm thinking Bob. If Bob can rob Pepsi of $1 million. You know, a corporation as despicable as they are and that doesn't provide any nutritional product to anybody, just like Coca-Cola, rob them blind. That's what I say. Take the money and run.
But it's still taking the money and run and sacrificing your art to do it. It's like it seems to me that would be against everything that he stands for. It is against everything that he stands for.
Well, you know what? Maybe we don't know what he stands for, but I would say that this might have been a good career move. And that might be something that he does stand for, is having his career move forward.
Yeah, but I think we do know what he stands for. We do know what he stands for based on the body of work that he has out there.
Okay, so is he a born-again Christian?
He says no.
That's right. So what he stood for once is not what he stood for then. I mean, everybody changes.
So you're saying that that what he's known for and the cultural icon that he was no longer exists because he doesn't choose to allow it to exist. The one last thing that's gone, which is this holdout integrity, he's flushed that for money from a soft drink company.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he's more chameleonic than we think, and maybe this is just part of what he wants to do. I if it was me, honest to God, I wouldn't endorse Pepsi for a multitude of reasons, but I'm not so sure that. Well, I'm not Bob Dylan, you know, and so I can't say that he sold out to do it because I don't know if I could talk to him and say, hey, so what'd you do this for? He might come up with a real cogent reason for why he did it that isn't about selling out.
Well, I think the cogent reason he would give you is money. But, John,
I'm just reading the Slate article as we're reading about this right now, and it says he thinks the most likely motive for Dylan is exposure.
Okay.
What does he need that for, though?
He's got that new he's got the new box set out, doesn't he, Jay?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. That makes a lot of sense to me now that I read that.
Well, yeah, but what does he need exposure for? Everybody.
Sell more CDs.
Yeah, but what does he need that? Everybody knows who he is.
Exposure to a new generation.
Jay, are you there?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he needs exposure because he wants to put forth some of the iconic ethics that he had in the past. I know it's a little convoluted. But, you know, maybe with the release of this box set, which I just found out about from John, maybe he wants to show a young generation that thinks a little like the way we thought in the 60s how to get out there, you know, how to go about changing the world. And, you know, I can't really guess. Like I said, I wouldn't have done it if it was me, but I'm not Bob Dylan.
All right, Dave, well said, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Rob in Lakewood. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What's happening, Jay?
Talk to me, Rob.
Hey, man, you're awesome. I love you. I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Man,
you're very kind.
So sorry to say that Springsteen is just really sucking. He's really sucking.
Well, you and I disagree on that, but that's okay.
But I had a great halftime show, though. I had a great halftime show because I turned the TV off, and I got a special coupon out that my lady gave me for a certain favor. It was an awesome halftime show.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. So you didn't see Bob Dylan?
No, I mean, I saw the commercial. I mean, there's going to be a whole bunch of new kids, those little skater kids that wear their girl pants really tight, and they're going to get the shades that Dylan had and all that, and they're going to try to look like him for a while because that's what the kids do, and then it'll go away.
So you buy his idea, you buy the theory that he did it for exposure.
Yeah. Because he's just going to sell a bunch of paraphernalia, basically. He's just going to sell a bunch of Dylan swag.
Well, I think all of us have sold out at one time or another. But then, don't you think people would feel? I know I felt guilty when I did it. Okay, so then you think other people feel? Do you think he feels guilty about it?
Not when he gets that check, Holmes.
Oh, so that's what it boils down to, how much money he makes.
Almighty dollar.
Well, that's sad, man. That's really, really sad. All right.
It is sad, but...
Yeah. All right, Rob, I appreciate the call.
You have a great morning, man.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Okay, so that's what it amounts to. It amounts to money. Okay, you know what that'd be like? Okay, you know what that'd be like to me? It'd be like if I left here and went over to one of the other radio stations and was right wing started being right wing because there's
and
money there.
Double the money.
Well,
the same thing.
Then I could get a job.
I don't think what Dylan did is the same thing as like doing that.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I figured, you know, I want Dylan fans. I was curious how they feel about this one because you know, there was a Victoria's Secret ad, which I just thought was. You know, maybe it was just fitting with the song he was singing. And then, you know, he sold the advertising for Blown in the Wind to that ITV.
See, man, that's bad.
And now this is Dylan sold out.
Yes, absolutely. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk.
Traffic's in a really decent shape for you right now if you're heading out or almost to work anyway. Still some traffic on the turnpike westbound from Broomfield, Wadsworth, up to McCasland, and for eastbounders there at Sheridan down to Federal. Had a late crash there. That is cleared, but traffic is moving better. Still in the 40s and 50s, though. Also looking at some heavier jams southbound I-25 from 70 past Spear and again from Evans to 225 there in the tech center. That a little bit unusual. Your forecast, clouds and sun mixed with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 38 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Next Care Urgent Care is excited to announce the opening of a new location in Broomfield at 4590 West 121st Avenue, which is open as of 8 a.m. Monday, February 2nd. For more information on Next Care Urgent Care, visit nextcare.com or call 1-800-NEXT-CARE. See a doctor today.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Well, nobody has all five of the current available lasers except Icon. Icon has the best service before, during, and after your procedure. Icon has done over 65,000 procedures in Colorado. So set up a free custom vision evaluation today to determine whether you're even a candidate for LASIK eye surgery. Visit them at Denver location in Mexico and Colorado or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway or call them at 720-524-1001.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Sell out, yes or no? Mostly sunny, high today 48. Bob Dylan.
And I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat the kindly.
He's done three ads in the last 4 years.
Deep inside my heart.
All right, let's go to Vivian in Denver. Vivian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, I started to think it was more exposure because I have 20s. Two kids are in the 20s. And we were watching the Super Bowl, and my son, who likes music a lot, you know, knew who he was, and my daughter just says, oh, who's that old man? And so then I told her a little bit about him and what he was, and then now as I'm hearing callers, I guess it's exposure, and also he sold out, you know, because of the things he stands for.
Yeah, the things he used to stand for are now gone. They're dead.
Yeah. Oh, he's in a lot of debt. You know, this is hard times. Everybody's lost a lot of money. Who knows who was his investor? I mean, is he down the toilet just like the rest of us are, you know?
Well, if he called Michael Spear at Presidential Brokerage, he wouldn't be in this problem.
That's true. But, hey, on the other hand, how about Bruce? Wasn't he fabulous?
I didn't see it because I don't like the Super Bowl, so I didn't watch it.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you should at least saw that one. I thought it was before that 20s. Like I said, we were jamming. We had a full blast on a big flat screen, you know, surround sound.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the best half times I've seen in a long time.
Just not kind of my thing. Hey, Vivian, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Here's Ryan in Denver. Ryan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I hear you fine, man.
I'm on I-25. I apologize for any noises.
Well, that's all right. Just be careful.
Hey, Jay, I wanted to tell you that I think the term sellout is ridiculous. I don't even know what it means or what it's supposed to mean, because unless you perform concerts for free and give away your CDs, you're a sellout.
No, not necessarily true. Sellout means that you've taken your principles and you've sold them to the highest bidder, which in this case would be Pepsi, and going on concert tours and selling your CDs is not selling out. It's a legitimate way for people to it's a legitimate way for people to see you and to be able to like take your music home.
Why is that any more legitimate than being in a Pepsi commercial?
Because it's not selling out. It's not selling out your principles to corporate America. It's a way for you to survive. There are plenty of people out there who do tours, like my friend Tom Russell, who's coming to town April the 4th at Swallow Hill. And you know what? His records are not, his CDs are not on a big label, and you know, I mean, I'm not saying these people don't have a right to eat, but there's a big difference between that and selling out your principles for money to a corporation.
I don't know what labels Bob Dylan has recorded for. I really don't
Columbia.
Know that much about him.
Columbia.
That's a huge record company, Jay. That is huge. You know how many people record for Columbia?
Yeah, it is huge. Oh, I don't disagree with that. That it is huge, and I think that there are some things you have to pay for. But I think selling out to a soft drink company is not one of those things. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call. Coming up next, veterans. We'll talk about it.
Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers after-school programs and tutoring to help support working families. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center has one of the only state-licensed after-school programs in Colorado with pickup service from select schools. The program serves students in grades K through 8 with tutoring, computer labs, gym time, phonics intervention, and a hot meal Monday through Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. for just $25 per week per child. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Who's spending money these days?
Consumers are concerned, and right now they're hunkering down.
Consumer concerns, says economist Joel Naroff, written all over the latest government report showing December was the sixth straight month consumer spending fell.
They're watching their budgets extremely carefully. So what we're seeing is the savings rate go up, even as income goes down, because of the dramatic cutback in spending.
And while savings is up, incomes tumbled last month. And builders are still getting hammered by the economy. Construction spending was down December for the third straight month, and a quick turnaround is not on the horizon. Don Santos owns his own construction outfit in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
For all practical purposes, new construction for residential housing in our marketplace is stopped, literally at zero.
The economic stimulus package is expected to help builders. This week, the Senate works on its version. It's starting $70 billion more than the House version that passed last week. Congress has just opened up hearings on wartime reconstruction spending in Iraq and Afghanistan.
This has been a massive failure. We have failed our military, and we have failed the American people.
Missouri's Claire McCaskill says millions of dollars have been wasted. Tax trouble has Tom Daschle's cabinet appointment teetering. CBS's Peter Mayer has the latest from the White House.
Health Secretary-designate Daschle is in effect throwing himself at the mercy of his former Senate colleagues with a letter of apology admitting he's deeply embarrassed by what he describes as unintentional tax filing mistakes. Senator John McCain told the CBS News Early Show he has serious questions.
It's a bit mystifying how all this could happen. I'd like to examine the details of it.
The White House says Daschle has the president's full confidence. Mr. Obama still expects his choice to head Health and Human Services will be confirmed. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
On NBC's Today Show, President Obama made it clear he's not happy about the salmonella outbreak linked to peanuts and says the FDA has to do better.
We're going to be doing a complete review of FDA operations. At bare minimum, we should be able to count on our government keeping our kids safe when they eat peanut butter. That's what Sasha eats for lunch. Probably three times a week.
The FDA has asked for a Justice Department criminal investigation. Lots of smiles in Pittsburgh. Sports bars emptied out after the Steelers' Super Bowl win over the Arizona Cardinals. People partied in the streets. Just some minor trouble, according to police. One of the great stories, Pittsburgh's Santonio Holmes, who caught the winning TD pass, keeping his 2 feet in bounds.
They never left the ground. You know, all I did was extended my arms and use my toes, you know, as an extra extension, you know, to catch onto the ball.
He was the MVP of the game. Earlier in the week, he told his story of poverty as he was growing up, selling drugs to help his family. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 81 points. The NASDAQ is up 4. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from the hood of your car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip.
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts.
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that, although I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 3/31/09.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Larimer County leaders are waiting for a judge to approve their latest proposal. They're hoping to save money by jailing only those who commit the most serious crimes. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office budget has been slashed by nearly $2 million, forcing 18 layoffs. A woman accused of stealing a narcotic pain pump from an Iraq vet in a hospital is a former police officer whose family says was injured in the line of duty. Police arrested 59-year-old Linda Coolamore at her home in Meade. She's been released on $25,000 bond. An ice fisherman has been dubbed really lucky by Littleton Fire and Rescue. The man fell through the ice at Chatfield Reservoir yesterday afternoon. He was rescued by a Chatfield Park Ranger with a rope and by bystanders. The first phase of RTD's pay to stay at its park and ride lots goes into effect this morning. Many monthly light rail and bus riders were complaining when they got to the garages and lots that spaces were gone as people would leave cars there for extended periods of time. This morning, drivers at the 40th and Airport, Stapleton, Wagon Road, and Thornton lots will see powered up pay stations. And Western Colorado residents worried about noise are opposing a plan for helicopter and single-engine airplane tours of Western Colorado and Eastern Utah. The tour resort's owner plans to use a private runway for the commercial tour flights, which would take off from about 50 miles south of Grand Junction. In sports, it's the Avs in Calgary at Pepsi Center tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than some leftover slowing on the turnpike as well as on I-25 downtown, we're looking at a pretty easy drive around Denver as things start to recover quickly after this morning's commute. No problems to report on 270, 76, or on 6th Avenue. Construction crews are going to be working on 58. This is off of I-70 near Washington. Could see some problems there. If you're heading east on I-70, there may be some slight delays near Georgetown as you're coming in from the mountains. That's also construction related. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Love the account. Now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug store throughout this area, which means saving money on gas just got a whole lot easier. King Soopers and Loaf and Jug, working together to save you money. Get details at King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Our buttons ought to be busting this morning.
So many good things have been happening.
Ed Schultz.
You know, there are some positive things that are happening out there. We just have to look a little harder sometimes.
I don't care if the Republicans don't come on board.
And now we're on the verge of saying we don't care if they don't come on board. Do you know what this means?
Yes, you know what it means.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Bingo!
Mornings 10 to 1.
We smiling. We styling.
We profiling. On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And we run this country any way we want.
That ain't no Etch-a-Sketch. This is one doodle that can't be undid, Holmes Gillett.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Not understood by many, but working on direct translation. Jay Marvin here at 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny. High today, 48. And veterans and the Iraq War just pretty much pushed off the newspapers and out of the media. The book is The War Comes Home, Washington's Battle Against American Veterans. Aaron Glantz is the author of the new book, and he's going to be at the Mercury Cafe here in Denver on Tuesday night at 7, and the First Congressional Church in Boulder on Wednesday at 7. And his new book investigates the lives of Iraq war vets who have been marginalized by the government. On Friday, he learned that the Army suicide rates are the highest they've been in 3 decades. So we'll talk to him about that. Aaron, good morning and welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, good to have you back. Okay. The War Comes Home, Washington's Battle Against America's Veterans. First of all, your comment about the suicide rate. I mean, you would think that this country would be in absolute shock and turmoil over the suicide rate, yet it was in the papers, it was in the mass media, and then it just disappeared, and nobody really said a word.
Well, it's a lot like the Walter Reed scandal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was boom. It was there in the Washington Post, and the next week, the problem's not solved, but everyone just kind of goes about their business. And this is the atmosphere in the country today.
So it's kind of like the old myths and the old stories about, well, when the soldiers came home from Vietnam, they were called murderers, they were spit upon and over again, which I'm sure in some isolated incidents like that did happen. But now you've got a whole different kind of thing where vets come home and they're simply just forgotten about.
Yeah, I was at this forum in Washington, D.C., Jay, and there was a World War II veteran, a Vietnam vet, and an Iraq War veteran up on the stage. And the World War II veteran says, when we came home, they welcomed us with open arms. The Vietnam veteran said, when I came home, they spit on me. And the Iraq War veteran, who had actually worked inside of Abu Ghraib prison, He said, when I came home, nobody cared what I had to say. And that's what we're battling with. But what people need to realize is that we now, after, you know, 6 years of war in Iraq, 8 years of war in Afghanistan, we have 1.8 million veterans now of these two wars. We have 300,000 veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, flashbacks, can't sleep at night, drinking to cope. We have another 300,000 veterans with traumatic brain injuries, physical brain damage, often caused by roadside bombs. And we cannot afford to just sweep this under the rug.
But yet we're doing it.
Well, we're doing it, but I think that, you know, as we saw with our Vietnam experience, the chickens will ultimately come home to roost for the entire country if we don't nip this in the bud now. I mean, we have 200,000 veterans sleeping homeless on the streets. Many of them are Vietnam veterans. We cannot afford to let that repeat itself.
All right, let's talk about PTSD, because you go into the definition of it in your book, and for those people who are not really sure what it is, why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch?
Well, I mean, basically, the idea is that you, when you go to war, or this could happen after an auto accident, this could happen if your husband beats you in a domestic violence situation, you experience something traumatic, and you stay in that moment. You can't get out of it. So you're in Iraq, you're one of your buddies gets killed, or, you know, even for somebody like me as a journalist, you see the dead bodies rotting in the streets of Fallujah, something I saw as a journalist in Iraq. Then you come home, and even though you're back here in the United States, you're still there in Iraq. You're still experiencing that trauma over and over and over again. And, you know, we're learning more and more about this PTSD, that there's a medical component to it, that part of your brain actually changes physically after that kind of experience. And it's very, very difficult to step forward and say you need help from that. But the reason that I called the book The War Comes Home, Washington's Battle Against America's Veterans, is that when our wounded veterans come home and say they have PTSD, our government tries to turn them away and say, no, you don't have any problem. Prove to us that you have a problem. And that's one reason that we have that incredibly high suicide rate that you were mentioning at the beginning of this interview.
Well, you get into PTSD, though. You know, you get into the subject of mental health. We're not too keen on that in this country to begin with. I mean, there are a lot of people in this country who think that, you know, it's a stigma, or it's a character flaw, or you should be able to write yourself. I mean, we've never really actually had an open debate about mental health in this country. So if a vet comes home and says that he's got this disorder, and he's hallucinating and he's having problems, 9 times out of 10, most people will either just say, well, or they don't want to discuss it because they don't want to get into that whole subject of mental health.
Yeah, well, there's the societal issue that you're talking about, Jay, but there's also the government's duty to care. And, you know, for example, one of the stories I tell in the book is about Jeffrey Lucy of Belchertown, Massachusetts. He came home from the war in Iraq after participating in the initial invasion with the Marine Corps. He went to the VA facility in Western Mass. He told them that he was suicidal. He told them how he was going to kill himself. And he said he needed help. And they turned him away. And a week later, he hung himself with a garden hose in his parents' basement.
Oh, God, that's awful.
And so we're not just talking about, you know, just it's difficult anyway to come home from the war. But we have a criminally negligent government that we have to take care of also.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Aaron Glantz with us. The book is War Comes Home, Washington's Battle Against America's Veterans. He'll be here in town at the Mercury Cafe in Denver on Tuesday night. That's at 7. And the First Congressional Church in Boulder on Wednesday night, and that's also at 7. You know, in your book you talk about substance abuse, and one of the things you talk about is the attempt to cheat the system, like what, drinking early in the morning so you avoid having to go through the urine test to try to cheat the system. How prevalent is substance abuse, either drinking or drugs? How prevalent is that with vets from Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, I think what you're seeing now, Jay, is that people have served multiple tours. You know, people have, in Vietnam, you serve one tour. You came home 1 year to the day that you shipped out, and that was it if you were drafted. And so only a small percentage of people in the Vietnam War went back multiple times. But this time, everyone who's serving is serving 2, 3, 4, 5 tours. And the more of this you see, the harder it is to cope. And so as the war has gone on, we have more and more people who are coming home. And because the government is refusing to care for them, they're, you know, turning to alcohol and drugs. And then, you know, I tell a number of stories in the book. For example, Don Hanks of Tacoma, Washington, served 14 years in the United States Army, came home with post-traumatic stress disorder, went, tried to get help, turned him away, so he started smoking dope. Next thing you know, they discharge him dishonorably from the military for his dope smoking. And they say, because you're a dope smoker, you're not entitled to any benefits. Well, guess what? Now he's out, he has the post-traumatic stress disorder, and he can't get into the system to get the care he needs. And there are thousands of people that are in that situation.
All right, in the book you talk about this guy named Rich, I believe it is, from Colorado, and I think he's from down in the Springs.
But... Sarah Rich, a woman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. It is a woman. My apologies there. And talk a little bit about that story.
Well, I mean, that was a story where we had the drinking and the efforts to cope after coming home from the war. And she one day just couldn't deal anymore, and she got on the highway. She started going at tremendous speeds in the wrong direction and got an auto accident. And we have an unknown number of people who have passed away in that way after coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, because that is not even included in the suicide statistics. And that's an auto accident. But I think you and I would both agree that after you come home, if you start driving at tremendous speeds intoxicated on the wrong side of the street, that might be an attempt at suicide. Another kind of attempt at suicide that we're seeing, unfortunately, all too often is people who get involved in an altercation with the police as a means of ending their own life.
Oh, yeah, that's death by cop.
Yeah, suicide by cop. And I tell the story in the book of this one gentleman from Maryland who actually, in this case, it was clearly the cop's fault. He barricaded himself in his family's home in rural Maryland after he got word that he was going to be redeployed again to Iraq. And his sister called and said maybe he needed some help, maybe he was going to be suicidal. And the Maryland state trooper surrounded his house, and one of the snipers there eventually shot him. And, you know, this is a lesson for our law enforcement, that if you take somebody who's out of the combat situation but can't put it behind them, experiencing this PTSD, which means in their mind, even though they're in the United States, they're still in Iraq, you don't, like, surround their house with cops. It makes them, like, feel like they're right back in Iraq and, you know, flip the switch to the combat situation again. So I guess what I'm saying is our whole approach is wrong. You know, we need to say that we have all of these millions of Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans coming home, and we need to take care of them. Instead of asking, you know, they're coming home, how can we get off as cheaply as possible?
Yeah, which is what we do now. You're right, which is what we do now. And this whole thing reminds me of, I hope I have the movie title right, but Coming Home, I think, is what it was called, with, maybe I have the wrong title, with Jane Fonda, Bruce Dern, and John Voight, where Bruce Dern plays the Vietnam vet who just freaks out, starts going nuts because he's got that, you know, the memories of Vietnam. And, you know, if you've got that, I mean, if people have got that, they need intense psychotherapy and probably medication on top of it. But the government says no and turns them away. And I don't understand why there's not more of a national outrage over this.
Well, and, you know, the whole system is set up this way and has been. If you come home from Iraq and you say, I have post-traumatic stress disorder, I'm still in Iraq in my mind, even though I'm back here in Colorado and, you know, and physically, the first thing they do is they make you fill out a 26-page form.
Oh, which is ridiculous.
They make you describe the events that traumatized you in detail. They make you get letters from your commanding officers in the military. They make you file a Freedom of Information Act request so you can get all of your records together and present it to the VA. And then the VA sits on it, and then you have to wait. And this is just to get into the system, because as you say, Jay, the amount of care that you actually need is a lot. And we make people fight so hard just to get in that, you know, most folks get discouraged and say, you know, if I have to fight this hard to get what the government promised me, then just forget it. And that's how we have some of the stories of suicide that we hear. But all of this is preventable. This is a problem that we can solve.
It's 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Aaron Glantz, the book is Washington's Battle Against America's Veterans. Actually, it's called The War Comes Home. He'll be here in town at the Mercury Cafe on Tuesday night at 7, and then at the First Congressional Church in Boulder on Wednesday night at 7. And in World War II, we had the GI package. So we had the GI Bill. So we did open our arms to veterans, and we put them to work, and we did other things, education for them, and they could go to school on the GI Bill. Now I hear stories about people come home and other guys have or women have taken their jobs,
yes,
and there's nothing that they can do about it. No one will help them out in that area. The whole thing has just basically been gutted, hasn't it?
Well, the good news is that on the education front, this one little piece of the puzzle, we have made tremendous progress in the last year. And there is a new GI Bill going into effect in August that is as good as the World War II GI Bill. So if you come home from the war and you want to go to school, that is one benefit that we're coming through on. But the rest of it is a complete disaster. As you mentioned, you know, we have people, a lot of National Guard and Reserve deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. They come home, and somebody else has been hired to take their job. Or, you know, in some cases, they come home with post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. They're not as efficient as they were right when they deployed. And rather than say, okay, how can we bring this employee up to speed, the employer says, gosh, you know, this productivity is down. Let's get rid of this person. And so we have no conception in our society of a sacrifice during this war. The sacrifice is all being borne by this very small part of our society that's serving in the United States military, and the rest of us need to step up and support them, agree with the war, disagree with the war. It doesn't really matter. It's more about taking care of your fellow citizen.
Yeah, they're human beings. I mean, well, that gets into a whole discussion, too, about healthcare being a privilege, not a right, which I believe it's a right. Aaron, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
The book is The War Comes Home, Washington's Battle Against America's Veterans. And Max Cleland says it's a must-read for anyone who wants to make the phrase support the troops more than a slogan. And you can hear Aaron at the Mercury Cafe on Tuesday here in Denver. And then at 7 o'clock in the evening at the First Congressional Church in Boulder on Wednesday at 7. And the Mercury Cafe is also Tuesday night at 7. Aaron, thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Take care, Jay.
All right. Very disturbing book, this book, The War Comes Home. I mean, it is. It's very disturbing. And there's no excuse for our behavior when it comes to this, too. Stop with this reflection back on the Vietnam generation. Let's deal with what's going on now. And these veterans deserve and they need help. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. We'll go to open phones. Jay Marvin along with you. John Turk opens up traffic.
Jay, this has been one of the nicest Monday commutes we've seen in quite some time. No delays. Speeds back at top form right now on 25 and 225 and 70s. You're making your way around the city. Just a couple places where we have some construction work going on right now. Single lane closures both directions or either direction of University to Arapahoe Road. They got some storm sewer and utility work going on there. Also, Highway 58 shut down at Washington Avenue out in Golden. They have some bridge work going on there. Traffic is being detoured around using the on and off ramps. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, looking for a high around 52 degrees. Your current downtown temperature, 41. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
People working there, and they only have one goal in mind, and that's to do the best job they possibly can to help you get the vehicle you need and want. Rocky's Autos, they're right there. Everybody knows where they are. They're at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call to today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
All right, listen to the lyrics of this.
No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. And I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor.
Okay, this is a metaphor for Andy Work, as far as I can tell. Maybe you should say, I ain't going to drink Coca-Cola no more. 9:27, 27 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 48. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Errol in Greeley. Errol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
I'd like to put a bug in your ear. The Senate's about to meet and discuss this stimulus package, and the Democrats, even with Lieberman, only have 58 votes, and so the specter of a filibuster is very real, and the Republicans could literally destroy this nation by obstructionist voting. So one of the things that you've probably heard in the recent past is something called the nuclear option. Now, this has always been used in the Senate as a confirmation technique to get the people that they want, but there's nowhere in any of the procedure that says it has to be used only for confirmation. This can be used for a bill as well, whether it's Reconstruction or the Employee Free Choice Act or whatever is vital to save this nation. Obama knows it. Harry Reid knows it. And anybody that's interested in how the nuclear option works, they can go online and just Google nuclear option. But the important thing is the Democrats can get an up or down vote on any major issue that is vital to saving this nation. And it's just a matter of using it. Of course, they don't want to use it because if this becomes a standard, then we lose the filibuster, and the majority will always stomp on the minority. But this is too important at this juncture to ignore that. Now, I would also like to say something about the veterans, if you have the time.
Yeah, let me answer the first part.
Okay.
You're right in what you say. The sad trouble here is, the tragic trouble here is that the Republicans have no alternative plan of their own. All they've got is the same tired agenda that they've been pushing now for God knows how many years, which is the whole tax cut situation, which if you look at it, what is all of that? What has all that tax cut stuff done? Well, there are figures to prove from Moody's and other places that the tax cut doesn't work, that it doesn't stimulate business, and that what we've ended up here with is a gigantic mess after 28 years of this tax cut Reaganomics crap. Now, the other thing is the bailout bill. Something's got to be done, but the bailout bill is seriously flawed. If you read Paul Krugman's column today in the New York Times, it'll point this out, that basically what we got going on here is we've basically got a transfer of public funds to private industry, which does not have to answer for what it's going to do, and the money then trickulates down to the shareholders, and it does not have the regulations, it does not have the strings attached that it should have. So I agree that something needs to be done, that we can't sit here, but I also agree that it's, you know, unreasonable in its current form, but it'll pass, or at least try to go through, or at least now it's passed the House of Representatives, because this is business as usual for this government, which is to, you know, which is to make sure and to prop up financial institutions, and to do these things, rather than attack what's at hand. Like, for instance, why don't they just nationalize the banks until they can get them out of that, get them out of the jam? They're giving them taxpayer money anyway.
That's an excellent idea, and it should be more than considered. The problem is this nation is in such a bind right now that we could actually lose it if we don't take some action. And even if it's the wrong action, it's better than no action.
Yeah, but it's not going to help us. That's the problem. And
well,
taking
they're
action.
They're following Roosevelt's plan, and that man saved this country.
No, they're not following Roosevelt's plan because Roosevelt would have never done it that way. He never would have. You look at what he did, he never would do it that way.
Well, we have different technology now, but basically the same moves that were made in the 30s have been made and are being made. The Republicans planned this thing. This is not an accident. And anybody that's well-read understands that this is about corporate control. And what they're doing to people right now, my corporation right now has told people that they're going to put out twice as much. They're going to be electronically controlled with barcodes and other methods. And if they don't measure up, they're gone. This is what it's about. It's about turning the American into a quasi-slave. And this comes right back to the veterans issue. I have serious problems, and I've been fighting ever since I got out of the military just to keep a job because of the disabilities that I have. I tell the employer right up front that I have the problem, and yet they chide me. They abuse me, and they end up getting rid of me because of the problems that I incurred in Vietnam. And that's happening right now to other veterans. It's been happening to me for decades. And the government absolutely caused every problem that I'm dealing with as far as...
Well, I don't doubt that. Let me read you a little bit here about Krugman's column. It's called Bailouts for Bunglers. It says, question, what happens if you lose vast amounts of other people's money? Answer, you get a big gift from the federal government, but the president says some very harsh things about you before forking over the cash. Am I being unfair? I hope so, but right now, that's what seems to be happening. Hang on a second. I'm still fighting this cold. Just to be clear, I'm not talking about the Obama administration's plan to support jobs and output with a large temporary rise in federal spending, which is very much the right thing to do. I'm talking instead about the administration's plan for a banking system rescue, plans that are shaping up as a classic exercise in lemon socialism. Taxpayers bear the cost if things go wrong, but the stockholders and executives get the benefits if things go right. When I read recent remarks on financial policy by top Obama administration officials, I feel as if I've entered a time warp, and it's still 2005. And Alan Greenspan is still the maestro, and bankers are still heroes of capitalism. And he goes on to talk about this stuff, about how the bank bill is not right.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jay, and the reason it's not right is because we haven't reinstated all of the regulation that was removed, like the Glass-Steagall Act. We haven't got new regulation on any of this stimulus package, the kind of oversight that needs to occur before our money's given away. We don't even know where the first $350 billion went because those people stole trillions from the American Treasury. That was their game plan. They're the ones that put us in this bind. For somebody to make a difference, we're going to have someone who is honest, transparent, and he's going to have serious regulation
well,
on these crooks.
The package as it stands now is not good. Listen some more from Krugman's column. So banks need more capital. In normal times, banks raise capital by selling stocks to private investors who receive a share in the bank's ownership in return. You might think then that if banks currently can't or won't raise enough capital from private investors, the government should do what a private investor would, provide capital in return for partial ownership. But bank stocks are worth so little these days. Citigroup and Bank of America have a combined market value of $52 billion. That ownership wouldn't be partial, pumping in enough taxpayers' money to make the banks sound, would in effect turn them into publicly owned enterprises. And he says, my response to this project is, so, if the taxpayers are footing the bill for rescuing the banks, why shouldn't they get ownership, at least until private buyers can be found? But the Obama administration appears to be tying itself into knots to avoid the outcome. I mean, so the thing is wrong.
Well, the Senate hasn't decided on their form of this bill yet, and frankly, many things that Obama has done have been very troubling for me. But he's still vastly superior to an outright
liar, rape, and
murderer.
I agree, and I'm rooting for him. But I just think that criticizing the CEOs for the money situation is grandstanding, and that this bank stimulus, this stimulus thing is flawed.
It is if they're not going to be removed in this package. They need to be removed from the system completely. What they've done is outright thievery, and they need to be removed. We need to put people in there that are competent.
Let's nationalize the banks. That's what I think.
I have no problem with that. I'm 100%. It came out of my mouth months ago.
All right, Errol, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour, John Turk and traffic.
Jay, traffic's looking really good around the city right now. No delays, no stalls, no accidents. Speeds are all in the 50s and 60s on the highways around town. I-25 in great shape coming in. Southbound after I-70 also shaped up there in the bridges section there coming in on the northbound side. We do have some construction going on there. Rappahoe Road at University, also in Golden at Highway 58 in Washington, and this coming down too as well. Some rock work on I-70 in the high country. Westbound going to be at Georgetown Hill near mile marker 228, and for your eastbounders from the eastbound side at Silver Plume, that's mile marker 226. Speeds are going to be reduced there, and expect about a 20-minute delay is what I'm being told. Your forecast, clouds and sun mixed with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 41 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU Evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on February 4th. universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
I run marathons. I've run all different places in the country. I've run different parts of the world.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
I've run marathons in Alaska, Ireland, Amsterdam, in Spain. I ran with the Bulls.
He's Match.com member Run Dad Run, and you can email him right now.
I go through lots of sneakers.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Our online lives are even more vulnerable than our real lives, especially when it comes to the nightmare of identity theft.
I called a year after I got my identity stolen, my lost year. Every day, another phone call to a bank, the DMV, credit card companies, it's like I had a second job.
Don't become a victim. Get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Protect yourself with patented internet scanning technology that alerts you of potential identity theft. And with ID Vault, lets you make your password, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
More than 30 years. These include gold, silver, platinum coins, bars, sterling, silver, flatware, jewelry, watches, and collectibles. And it's all been going on at the same location since 1976. That's since 1976. So once again, they're in it for the long run, not the short haul. Klaus and the gang have got 30 years of experience to help you get the most for your items. They're at 538 South Broadway. That's 538 South Broadway. Open 9:30 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. That's Monday through Friday. Then on Saturday from 9:30 until 3 in the afternoon. Rocky Mountain Coins. Stop by and see them. 538 South Broadway.
Chrysler announces Employee Pricing Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on 08 and 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
I feel like such a statistic. I got laid off a few months ago. Almost as bad as losing my job is losing my health insurance benefits. So I signed up for COBRA, but it's so expensive. I don't think I can afford it much longer. But my family needs health coverage. I'm stuck.
Aetna can help. Our individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with COBRA for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
What's that guy's name? He used to be Black Flag. Is that Greg Kinn or Chin? 9:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's on the phone, 303-713-7600. You know, we just had that ad about Aetna and health care. Listen to this story. Greg Chinn is the guy's name. Okay, listen to this story. Mary goes, was it yesterday? The day before. Mary goes the day before to a pharmacy to get medication filled for both her and myself. There's a woman standing in front of her who is crying because she doesn't have the money to pay for her medication and she needs it. What kind of country are we living in? So the pharmacist says, look, here's enough to get you through tonight. And I'll call somebody and see if we can get you some help. And I don't mind telling you, it's Walgreens. But here's a woman who's crying because she can't pay for her medication. Our copay has gone up to the point where, man, it's astronomical. And yet, people keep putting up with the system. And we keep getting this whole song and dance about, I don't want the government to do it. I don't want socialism. But then you go to the pharmacy and, you know, hey, you better bring a debit card or you better bring a checkbook because you're certainly not going to pay for it out of your pocket unless you carry around a big roll. And it's expensive. And this woman is sitting here crying. Now, does anybody out there want to live in that kind of a country? I mean, do you? Do you really want to live in that kind of a society? And I don't mean to get on my high horse here and preach. But ask yourself. Now you got another facet to this problem. Let's say you've worked 35 or 40 years, and you either want to change careers or you want to retire. Well, you can't do it. And the reason you can't do it is because you can't get insurance, and you need health insurance. And a lot of us have pre-existing conditions, which means that they don't have to take you, that you have to get into some kind of pool coverage in order to be admitted. Which I think is vastly unfair. But the end result of this is congratulations, you'll work till you drop, because if you don't, you can't get any health care. I mean, eventually you could go on Medicare. And Medicare is a well-administered system because the paperwork is less. But the fact of the matter is that you can only get on Medicare at a certain age. So look at least to work at least until you're 65. That's a long haul. And do you ever look around at this country? Do you ever look out the window? Do you ever look at this place? How beautiful it is? How majestic it is? How really fabulous it is? But this is the best we can do. This is the best we can do, is to have people who cannot get medication. I mean, there's something wrong with this. You know, the risk of losing the calls, I mean, the hell with Bob Dylan. What about this idea? That we're lashed to the workplace, either by health care or by debt. So when you're 16 or 17 years old, anything is possible. Then you wake up one day and you're 25 or 30 years old and you owe money. And you have to work because you can't get any health insurance any other way. I mean, you can Cobra it, but that runs out after a while. How sad is that? Here's Phil in Fort Collins. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jake?
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a couple examples. You were talking about the military thing. In that book, $3 Trillion War, Stiglitz talks about he suggests what they should do with the military claims and stuff like that. He said usually they give, like in the Gulf War, in the end they gave 88 to 90% of all the claims were honored anyway, but everybody had to fight for them. And he said what they should do is just do it like they do with the IRS, just give them their claims because they're going to give most of them anyway, and then go back and audit people to see if they're not valid, and just make it simple. And so, but everything in the government has to be an adversarial relationship. It's different than it is in Europe. They always assume that you're trying to get something that you're not supposed to have. And
yeah, you know what? That's really a true point.
I want to give you one more example. I have a disability, and I filed for partial disability with Social Security. They led me to believe that I could work part-time and apply for disability when they don't allow you to work part-time and apply for Social Security. I wasn't applying for a great amount of money. Anyway, I went to the top Social Security firm in the country, Bender & Bender, and they said they never allow you to do this. And what they do is when they tell you you can work part-time, and then when they settle your claim, they tell you because you're working part-time, you can work full-time. and then they turn you down. So it's like a trick. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's absolutely disgusting. And I don't know when or what it's going to take for people to wake up in this country and to look around and to say, and I guess they have, because most polls indicate that people, you know, want change in the system, but that we're stuck. We're stuck because they won't do anything on Capitol Hill about it, and the insurance companies have such a huge lobby. I mean, they won't even do anything, about it here in the state legislature, although there are people out there like Morgan Carroll and others who try very, very hard to get things done. But, I mean, it's just...
I won't go into detail because it's too long, but I heard years ago, I filed a claim, this was 12 years ago with the EEOC, and I won't tell you this particular, but I ended up going to somebody highly placed in the mental health community, and they told me some stuff about the EEOC that was just unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like they said, if you had a mental disability, they would almost never take your claim. I mean, and this was a person who was in a position that knew, very high up in the mental health community.
Yeah, that's wrong.
You know, and they said if you were in a conservative state, they were less likely to take your complaint seriously. They said if you were, they said that Bill Clinton had been told before he left office that the EEOC was taking so few complaints that it was becoming a joke. That's the kind of thing. But Michael Moore alludes to this in Sicko when he talks about the difference in the way they view things in Europe. And part of the reason why is because in Europe they haven't blown all this money in wars and giving tax cuts to the really wealthy, so they don't have the money.
And they also don't lie to the populace in that respect.
Won't put up with it in Europe.
They don't lead them to believe that you can get something for nothing. And here we are, as I said before, we're talking about the stimulus package and what's going on. The Republicans are still shopping the idea of tax cuts. Even though it hasn't worked, they're still doing it. I mean, come up with something original, for God's sakes, and stop trying to peddle the same old, rotten corpse that you've peddled for the last 30 years. Phil, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I think I'll ever get over that speech crutch of saying and I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I should just go like, thank you very much for the call. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John in traffic.
Look out, Stacey. We've got a partially spilled load out there on the freeway westbound I-76 around Federal. Reports that it's a sink. Sink sitting there in the middle of the highway, so look out for that one. Also, this going on the High Country, a new accident. Well, it's been there for a little while, but it is causing some major delays. Eastbound I-70 just east of Dumont got a major crash up there in the High Country. Also has some rock work going on near Georgetown, so you do need to expect about some 20-minute delays once you get around mile marker 226 coming eastbound and 228 heading westbound. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a high of 52. Your current downtown temperature is 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Marty Sheets, owner of Denver-based Heritage Security, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to take my business to the next level, and the CU Executive MBA program gave me the foundation to do that. We're now providing security for major corporations and school systems. The investment I made getting my CU Executive MBA degree has been paid for many times.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Because, let me tell you, when your back's against the wall, these guys will fight for you. They take on these corporations and big insurance companies, and they do it every single day. They're trial lawyers. They're proud of it. These guys, these insurance companies, these corporations are not going to push these two guys around. I'll tell you right now. They're messing with the wrong people. And these guys are progressive lawyers. So they have the same political outlook as we do. And even if you're not liberal or left of center, they'll still help you out. They don't care what your political orientation is. So look, whatever your insurance problem is, if you're getting jacked around by your insurance company or by some big corporation, you went to some place and got hurt, and their insurance company is trying to screw you, okay, call this number, 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661. That's the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661. And on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com, and Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, you can crank up the big bird and say, hey, you know what? You want to fight? Let's get it on. Because that's what they do.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at operationhope.org.
Yeah. That's working overtime. All right, who's this on for, Mr. Turk?
No, I just saw Jeff Beck in there, so I want to play a little Jeff Beck.
Who's this on for? Blyden?
Who's this what?
Who's the caller on four?
Oh, that's Blyden, yeah.
Blyden?
Okay. Who's this song for?
No. 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 48. We're going to play some more of that tomorrow. Let me go to Blyden. Blyden in Denver. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Okay, hi. I just love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I've been listening to it for about 2 years. But I want to find out. I'm going to say this real quick. I was reading the Denver Post paper. You know, this is the banks, you know, that cut jobs and so forth. There's a lot of jobs that have been cut with the big bankers and so forth. And, you know, they requested over $150 billion. They said now all the banks now are hiring foreign workers. And the salary they're getting is $90,721 per year.
Well, if they're here legally, what's wrong? What's wrong with that?
Well, I feel that in some ways we have a lot of smart Americans. There's nothing wrong with that, but we have a lot of Americans that are pretty smart too. But the jobs that they're getting is like for senior vice president, corporation lawyers, junior investments, analysts, human resource specialists. A lot of Americans feel those type of jobs.
Well, I agree. But you know what? It's a competitive marketplace as far as employment goes. And if a person has a green card and they're not here illegally and they can go in there and then qualify for the job, why the hell shouldn't they have it? And Americans should also go in there and try to qualify for the jobs. I mean, you just can't screen people out based on their nationality or the fact that they're not American citizens. I mean, I just don't agree with that. And I think the real problem here is what Krugman's talking about, which is that we're getting stolen blind by the people who are running these banks and the shareholders. Okay, I got to go. Blyden, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte.